Welcome, everybody, to the DeathDoorProds.com anime podcast. This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. With over 100,000 audiobooks, including some of New York Times bestsellers, Audible is your one-stop shop for all your electronic literature needs. Go to audibletrial.com/DeathDoorProds to sign up for a free 14-day trial and to get a free audiobook. That is audibletrial.com/DeathDoorProds. Also, we're brought to you by Busted Tees. Started in 2004 by the College Humor people, Busted Tees has been making some awesome shirts and selling them at really great prices. Click the link in the description below to get yourself a grab bag, which is three random t-shirts. You save yourself 60% on the total cost. And as always, we have Rocket Hub still. We have, I think, like 70-some days left. I haven't checked in a while, but we have 70-some days.
I think it's gone down to 69 now, actually.
Okay, we have less than 70 days left to raise $2,000. This is all going to be going towards the site to help make the site a better place to actually visit. We're going to be using it to get better mics for this stuff. We're going to be using it to get capture cards for a bit more content, better content. And we're going to be using it to help like make the site more lined up. Like, I don't know if you've noticed, but the social stuff that we have installed is kind of janky. So, yeah, donate to the Rocket Hub, help make everything better.
Cool prizes, chance to win a t-shirt.
Yes, and you get to make us do really stupid stuff.
We do that anyway.
That was the cool prizes part.
Yes, but now they get to make us.
Oh.
You know, they can make us watch Twilight.
No, oh
please
god, no.
Stop suggesting Twilight.
Someone's going to do
it. I think he just wants to watch it, because that's why he's suggesting it.
Someone's going to do it. I just want to bite the bullet and get it over with.
I don't know. So far, one person has donated to the Rocket Hub.
Yeah, that's because I asked her to.
Do you think she'll make us watch Twilight?
I don't know. I'm going to see her in a couple of days, so I'll beg her not to.
I'm scared. Wait, I don't have to be participating in that. Ha ha.
No, really, it's just the big three who have to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm not part of the big three. Not that awesome.
No, the big three is me, Bovi, and Chax.
What if it was four?
Then that'd be Pudgetron.
I'm just gonna give you a look now.
If it was five, it would be Ninja Kitty, and if it was six, then it would be you.
I was gonna say if it was five, it would be James, because Ninja Kitty, you know, shows up very rarely. James is kind of here in something every week.
At least every other week. I'm attempting, yes.
Yeah,
it's
true.
It's jolly good fun.
Okay, if it's... We'll put you guys in Thunderdome. Just not the big five.
Because I don't get that reference at all, but I'm gonna say, okay.
You've never seen Thunderdome?
I don't think I have, no.
Mad Max 3?
There was a third one? I thought they only did one.
Nope, it was Mad Max, then Road Warrior, then Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
I thought there were two different movies, Road Warrior and Mad Max. I thought they were, yeah.
Yeah, they are two different movies.
Well, it's James is in on our movies podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, so be sure to tune in.
Right in.
Yeah, so be sure to tune in tomorrow to see him, I guess. Maybe.
Tomorrow?
No. No, we don't want James on the movies podcast.
No, I've got plans. I've got plans to do stuff.
Right.
It's called pretend to do stuff, but tell everybody else I'm doing stuff. Oh, God, I'm so alone.
It's like, oh, I'm going to be hanging out with some friends.
I thought it was called...
Like Clyde Frog. I like Clyde Frog.
They murdered him.
True. Well, actually, Kurt...
Terrifying episode, actually.
Yeah, that was insane.
I didn't know what was going on. I was like, who would kill the... It was you, wasn't it? What? Unexpected twist in South Park who never got.
Okay, so yeah, back to anime.
Oh, yeah. That's what this podcast is about? Oh. Yeah.
I, of course, am your host, The Dead Man. Join me today, as per usual, we have Bobiwan.
Holy shit, we haven't introduced ourselves yet?
No.
Oh, my God. It's like 20 minutes into the podcast, we haven't.
No, I did, like, intro stuff. Like, I did spilling our shit. And then we just started kind of talking.
I don't think we should introduce ourselves. If they don't know who we are by now...
Shut up, James, and introduce yourself.
I just did through telepathic powers by making you introduce me.
No, I didn't say your full handle.
Okay, and also joining us...
Introduce yourself, twat.
And also joining us today, a special guest, we have ALC James.
Why do I need to introduce myself if he just did it for me?
Shut up.
Yeah, that's my job. That's my job. I'm fucking host.
I am James. I have a hat in the thing behind me. All the way over there.
Yes, over there in the direction that you're pointing on this audio podcast.
Actually, I was just doing that.
Good job. Good job.
GG, man. GG.
So, welcome to anime. So let's get right into it with the big three. So this is, so for James, because he's new to this, this is where we talk, this is where we talk about what's going on in the Naruto, Bleach, and One Piece anime mangas. Do you know what those are?
Naruto, One Piece, and what was the other one? I zoned out for a sec.
Bleach.
Bleach.
You just picked, like, the three titles I don't even, like pay attention to at all.
They're the biggest three in North America.
Yeah, unfortunately.
They're fucking awesome, dude.
We might soon have to call it the Big Four. Fairy Tail is making one hell of a catch-up.
I've been meaning to get in that. It's by the guy that made Wraith Master, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is really good. It's interesting the way they use magic in that show, in that anime.
I've really got to catch up on
that. The way that no two people use the same magic. And yet you could apparently buy it in shops.
Yeah, it's like they use magic to, like, cook food and fight heroic battles. You know, it's like, yeah, magic is like, isn't that sometimes used for money too? Or is that just jewels?
I don't think so. I think it was in Edoless that magic was used as money.
Oh, right, yeah. It was in the Skypiea ripoff.
Yeah.
Because Fairy Tail, surprisingly similar to One Piece. Surprisingly.
In some ways, yeah. You got a point there. I don't watch or read much One Piece.
Yeah, so, like, the main character, he's, like, really bombastic, like, insane. He has insane amount of stamina. He's destined to be the greatest fighter. He's destined to be the strongest person in that entire universe, but he's also pretty stupid.
Oh, I know that much. I said I don't watch or read much. I didn't say I've never fucking heard of One Piece.
They have a tiny high-pitched voice animal thing living with them. Only in One Piece is a doctor. Who's a reindeer.
Okay, that I didn't know.
Yes.
You have a very shiny nose?
No, he had a blue nose.
Nah, yeah. I was making a terrible joke.
Yes, I know.
It's Mega Rudolph.
Yes, and he can also turn into a 20-foot-tall, hideous monster.
That was actually terrifying the first time I saw that.
And he has a top hat.
Well, that makes it all much better.
Yes. Yeah, so...
Yeah,
so let's talk about some Naruto, I guess. So, Naruto, he has been fighting So, Kakashi and Gai showed up, and continuing fight with six other resurrected Jinchuriki. Yeah, I got my numbers mixed up there. So, Bobby, have you been reading this at all?
No, I have not read up to Naruto. I probably will soon, because you keep telling me spoilers anyways. I've been watching. I'm going to do a short little rant. I've done it somewhat, but I haven't done the full rant that I've wanted to do yet, because I keep forgetting to. Mm-hmm. But I'll be ranting about the anime in a little bit.
Well, go ahead. Do it now, dude. We were talking about the big three.
Well, I was just going to let you talk about the chapter first.
Okay, well, yeah, two chapters. It's we've also been kind of learning that the Nine-Tailed Fox is actually kind of liking Naruto now.
I thought they were dropping hints at that way earlier in the series, but apparently not.
Yeah, now the Fox is actually, like, talking to him and contributing to the conversations and stuff that they're having with B and the eight-tailed monster, but yeah, it's actually starting to get to the point where, like, the nine-tailed fox is actually liking living inside Naruto.
Well, it'd be easier to get around if you don't destroy a village with every fucking step you take.
Yeah, and I'm also guessing that at some point it's going to eventually result in him being able to do a full Jinchuriki transformation.
That would be cool.
You know, while in sage mode, maybe. So we have a sage nine-tailed demon fox.
Demon frog fox.
Yes, a sage demon frog fox.
What?
With a sword and Rasengan everywhere.
Oh yeah, you really need to either read the manga or just start watching the anime from Shippuden.
I'm good. I was just...
Original anime gets into this really annoying filler arc. I'm going to rant about that. in a minute. I'm going to reference it when I rant in a minute.
Yeah.
We'll let Dead Man finish talking the manga first.
Like, jump into Shippuden, and then you should really get Naruto. It is fucking awesome.
I'm passing on it now.
It is all out Ninja World War.
I'm good. I gave it a shot a good number of years back, then I just eventually
said, you're one of those people. I hate those people.
What, that had the original run and then just got bored of it?
Yeah, that won't give something a chance again after they've had one impression of it.
No, I watched it, like, when it first came out, I watched, like, almost every episode, but after a while, I just got, like, it's not that interesting anymore, and I didn't mean to go back, but eventually I was just like, meh.
Yeah, but now shit has gotten interesting, you know, Naruto is on his way to becoming Hokage.
And note number two, did you watch it in English or Japanese?
Take a wild guess there.
English.
I earned it in English.
That would be why.
There's your problem.
What, you guys racist against the English?
Yes.
I tell you.
No, I'm just saying that English voice actors for anime suck.
No, I like a lot of them, but for that one, I just like didn't get interested in. Like, even if the voice actors were decent, I was just like, meh.
Well, do you
remember at all how far along in the storyline you were?
Oh, God.
The episodes, roughly?
No, I can't even remember anything. That's how much I cared for it, really.
Well, dude, you should give it another shot. Like, I've been kind of the same way. Like, I tried something, I got into it for a little bit, and then I just kind of died off. But then I will eventually go back. But, like, I have gone back to the series and found that they are more awesome. You should definitely give it a try. Like don't sell...
It's the same thing with Naruto.
Yeah, like you should jump into the manga though. The manga doesn't have any bullshit filler arc.
I'm good. I mean, maybe some more down the road I'll consider it, but I'm just like, for right now. For right
you
now.
Remind me of He Who Must Not Be Named.
Yeah, kind
of. A reference I clearly don't get.
Yeah, He Who Will Not Be Named is one of the guys. Like, he was originally going to be one of the four guys who did this podcast with us.
Oh, yeah, like probably I'm filling in.
Yeah, it was going to be like me, it was going to be me, Bobby, Shax, and He Will Not Be Named. But then
we're not really naming him, or is that what we call him?
No, like...
I'm going to feel very stupid.
Like, he had a name, like, he has a name, he's a member of the site, but we just call him He Will Not Be Named because we have built a mythology around him that every time we say his name, he gets more powerful, then he will eventually come back and destroy us all. He's essentially Voldemort.
He'll strangle us all with the ponytail.
Yes. He's going to sneak up behind us with the ponytail, with his ponytail and just strangle us all while we're asleep. And then eat us.
Well, alrighty.
Anyways.
Yes, so Naruto. It's getting kind of cool. I'm really looking forward to seeing how, like, the relationship will develop between Naruto and the Demon Fox now, because before it was always just kind of like, Naruto showed up and was like, hey, give me your power, and then the Fox was like, fuck you, and then he says, okay, fine. But now it's actually getting to the point where they're actually, like, reciprocating stuff back and forth. Like right, so I'm going to give you some chocolate, you give me some back, and then it's actually getting really... I'm really liking the relationship developing between these two.
I still hate your dad, though.
Yeah. It's like, your dad's a dick, but you're all right.
To the moon.
Yeah, because Naruto's dad's the one who sealed the demon fox inside Naruto.
Nodding my head.
Using death.
I'm still nodding my head.
Ah, fuck it, we'll ignore James.
Yeah, fuck you, James.
Until we're done with the big three.
So, on to Bleach.
I can talk about
No,
One Piece.
I have my Naruto rant.
Oh, right, yes.
I have my rant about the anime.
Oh, yeah, so, rant.
Okay, so, I've done little versions of this. This is going to be the full version. Last time I'm going to complain about the anime filler until this filler arc is done. But I've hated the way that we've recently been dicked around with filler arcs with Naruto. It has gotten so fucking bad. Like, okay, so there was Jiraiya versus Pain, and then there was this really short but annoying filler arc, and then there was the Naruto versus Pain arc, right?
Mm-hmm.
That happened.
That was badass. Then,
do you remember the really long end of the anime filler arc for Naruto, where Naruto... So it's the pet hamster, the class hamster, and they pass him around like that?
Yep.
Well, after the Naruto versus Pain arc, They do an entire overly fucking long filler arc of flashbacks of when Naruto was the class hamster.
Oh, God.
I shit you not. And then one of the episodes, they do this flashback of Sasuke at a time when he randomly ended up dressing up like a cat.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I wish I were a princess.
Okay, so then after that, we go through a ridiculously long filler to have the horribly short Kage Summit arc. It's like, okay, that's a really short arc. We shouldn't need any more filler. Bam! Long and annoying filler arc. And there's been this new opening that looks like it could lead into the proper story, but it's also so silly and stupid, it could be used completely for another really fucking long filler arc. And I'm getting goddamn annoyed of it.
Yeah, fucking...
Which is why I want to break down and read the fucking manga. It's the same thing that happened to me with Bleach. I just break down and read the manga. Then I can stand to watch the anime because yeah. I know the only reason I'm watching it is to kind of see the things, how they look with motion, and I can stand the filler because I don't have to wait for the actual storyline.
Do it, dude. Go read the manga. It's awesome. Okay, yeah, on to Bleach. What are we saying?
The only thing with reading manga is Ninja Kitty doesn't. She has this stubborn refusal. So then we're always watching the anime, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just have all this info in my head, and I'm like, God damn it, I can't talk to you about this. Anyways.
So that's why we're here.
Yeah, this helps. So I'll read manga now.
Yes, do it. All right, so on to Bleach. So it has been we have gotten into the heatedness of the battle between Ichigo and Ginjo. Yeah. Well, what do you think of the battle?
I didn't like the ending. It honestly seemed a bit anticlimactic.
Yeah, kind of.
But, you know, Ichigo kicked ass, as Ichigo does.
Yeah.
I totally saw the whole Riruka stopping the blade of Tsukishima. I saw that coming.
Oh, yeah, everyone saw that coming, because...
Yeah.
Because, you know, she is one of the many, many women who have fallen in love with Ichigo, and he has remained insanely oblivious to everyone.
Yeah. Which is odd, because he has that kind of romance going on with Rukia, which is kind of necrophilia.
A little bit, yeah. I didn't mention it. Because technically she is dead.
Yes, she is dead. You know, she's probably just counting the days till he dies. She's like, come on. I'll land me a tough man, but he's still living.
Yeah. But what about with Orihime? Like, if you remember back at the beginning of the Arrancar arc, there was that really big scene that she had with Ichigo.
Yeah, I don't know, I don't quite see that one happening so much. I'm just saying that the person he seems least oblivious to is Rukia. He seems somewhat interested in her.
Mm-hmm.
To a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, Orihime always has Ishida.
True, yeah. But I'm just kind of, like, I'm just wondering, like, if it's going to be, like, a Naruto moment at some point where Ichigo's, like, almost about to die, and, like, Orihime steps in, and he's like, I love you, and then he gets stabbed or something.
Oh, yeah, like Naruto with Hinata, who he now completely ignores.
Yes, what the fuck, dude?
Hasn't even fucking talked to her since that.
Has she even shown up since then?
Yeah, she's been around.
I have not seen her.
And then, you know, there's that bitch Sakura. I love you, Naruto. Forget the fact that Hinata sacrificed herself for you.
And the fact that I'm still in love with the dude who's trying to murder you. That's just fucking
what
bitch.
What an ass. Naruto's just, oh, you said you love me and then you sacrificed your life for me. Now I'm not going to talk to you again.
It's until the end of this arc. Like the war is over, he becomes like Hokage, and then maybe he's with Hinata. Because, yeah. Because plot, I guess. I don't fucking know. James, you following any of this?
No, I'm awake. What? loud snoring noises.
At least he's saying, yeah, I'm awake now, instead of like half an hour after the podcast.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, James has been awfully quiet. It's like, I start talking, it's like, okay, guys, when are we going to... guys. Hello?
Oh, I'm all alone again.
Aww. I've been forgotten.
Yeah.
Again.
The fuck is going on?
Look at me, I broke a podcast more so. More so, I said, not finally, more so.
Okay, so more on Bleach.
Batman!
Okay, so I guess Bleach is done, since, you know, we have covered what we're going to be talking about.
Anime is not in filler, so I'm happy.
Okay, and then One Piece, since I'm the only one who really watches this, well, we have gotten past the big battle arc, now we are in the party arc. Now we are in the party section of the arc. Where everyone gets fucking drunk, and then they all have this huge party, and they all run away. What has been going on, Luffy has just found out that Blackbeard, Blackbeard is kind of like the big villain they're kind of building up to. He has been made one of the four warlords of the sea, and he has also been told to Luffy that he can steal other people's powers. Because,
what?
In the One Piece universe, people have devil fruits that eat that, they get special powers. And you can usually only eat one. You usually only have one power. If you eat two devil fruits, then you will explode.
See, that was always my wonder, is, like, what happens when you eat two gum-gum? Oh, I guess gum-gum was just Luffy's one name, right?
Yes.
One fruit?
Yeah, like, there's...
Oh, I thought they were all called gum-gum. Yeah, like, I stopped following. I should mention that now, like, a good number of years ago.
Yeah, so they're all called devil fruits, and there's only one of each fruit in existence. So no two fruits have the same power. And if you eat more than one, if you try to eat more than one fruit, you will explode. But what happened was, during the big war arc at Marine headquarters, when Whitebeard and Ace died, Blackbeard, what he did was he put this weird blanket over top of Whitebeard's dead body, and then he somehow stole his power.
Because that's how blankets work. They steal people's powers.
Yeah, well, it's a blanket made of darkness, and his power is darkness. So maybe he made like a singularity that ate it or something.
Yum.
Yes, yummy, 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 yummy. I have a singularity in my tummy. It does time stuff. It does time stuff to my poop.
Oh my god. I just had imagery and I don't think I wanted it.
You're welcome.
I hate you.
Okay, so. Yeah, so eventually what's going to be happening is, we also learned that, Shirahoshi, who is the daughter of King Neptune, is actually the ancient weapon Poseidon. So in this universe, there are ancient weapons that were built by this civilization that existed before this thing called the Void, I think it's called like the Void Century. Which is just 100 years in history that is completely blank. No one knows what the hell happened in it. And anyone who tries to find out what happens in it is declared a enemy of the world government and is then executed.
Huh.
Yeah, so one of the weapons we've already run into is Pluto, which is a ship. And, well, Frankie, who is the robot of the ship, who is the cyborg of the crew, he destroyed the plans to Pluto, so no one can really bring those back until they find the right giant rock. But this one is actually a person. She has complete control over the Sea Kings, which are the giant sea monsters that live throughout the oceans of this universe. So she has essentially the power to hoard together, like, gather together every single sea monster in existence and then just throw them all at land and then have them all kill everything everywhere. But she's also a crybaby and a bitch, so... I guess you're safe there. What the fuck was that?
I hate crybaby bitch characters.
Oh, I didn't know what else was going on over there.
Yeah, that sounded not...
Well, he did have that lady friend over.
That sounded too risque for this podcast.
And now, intermission.
The side you're looking for is...
And then crying...
Well, you're never
crying afterwards.
Well, you never know the right. That can send off the wrong message.
No, the one before was the sideshow Bob stepping on the rake.
No, that's a.
I How did we get into this discussion? I'm a little disturbed now.
Okay, so yeah, One Piece. At some point they're gonna have a party. They're gonna get drunk. The Marines are gonna show up, and then they're gonna run away. But I'm guessing at one point there, Luffy will say, "This is my island," and then knock 50,000 people out by looking at them, because he can do that. Okay, so because
I feel like
no, what are you saying?
I guess I'm not gonna speak words. Okay,
go ahead, James.
I was gonna say when One Piece was on, you know, like Fox Kids or whatever the kids thing was for kids.
Yep.
All those years ago, that's when I was following it, and when they suddenly took it off the air is where I fell off. I've been meaning to get back into it, so, and you just made me kind of want to go out and start buying them again.
It is insane. Like, this series... So,
poor kids, really? They take out guns, they, like...
this was, like, years ago.
Cigarette with lollipops.
Well, James,
and all the guns are walkie-talkies.
Well, James, where did you stop? Like, where did the show get cut off on Fox for Kids?
I think for some reason I can remember that. It's when, right when they got to that desert village with, what's her face?
Princess Vivi?
The blue-haired girl, like, they just got her to the kingdom, and Crocodile's all like, "Hey, what's up? I'm taking over the kingdom, Bet you didn't see that coming."
Okay, so yeah, dude, it gets so much better.
Like, the movie, there's, like, the movie also, like, during that timeline or something?
Yeah, there's, like, 9 movies.
Case Closed has more.
I think there's 10. Yeah, it's, like, 1 through 9, then One Piece New World. And they're coming out with, like, an 11th one that's being like, side-released along with the Toriko project.
No idea what that means.
Toriko is a manga about... Like, it's in this world where, like, food is essentially life or something. And there's this guy who, like, goes around and hunts food.
Hunts food. A wild banana has appeared.
No, I mean, like, he uses a 200-pound, like, adamantium fishing rod with, like, 20 feet of, like, high tensile, like, iron wire. So they can pull a 20,000-foot-long fish out of the water and punch it to death. Yes, Toriko bitches. Yeah, Toriko is
like fighting a fish now.
Yeah, Toriko is actually really good. Like the thing that he says is his hand. He calls his hands the fork and the knife. And
I'm gonna start calling my hands that.
Yeah, like his goal is to like make the perfect 5-course meal. Like that is his end goal. Like he wants to do that before he dies. He also like every day he eats part of his house because his house is made of food.
I'm getting more and more interested.
Yeah, Toriko's actually pretty good. Okay, so on to what we have watched and read recently. James, what have you watched and/or read?
A lot lately, mostly with the reading, but recently I started watching Case Closed, like everything Case Closed I've got all over again, and then like going out of my way to get the movies.
Okay, so what's Case Closed?
That's nostalgia for me. First off, it's my favorite anime and manga series of all time. To sum up the story in simple terms, Jimmy Kudo and his friend Rachel Moore go to a carnival or like amusement park kind of thing, and he's a teenage detective. He's really, really famous. Rachel Moore's the daughter of Richard Moore, who I'll bring up later. They go out and they're like at an amusement park, and of course there's a murder, and then they're like, "Oh, I'm going to follow the guy that was also at the murder scene, but wasn't the murderer."
A murder?
Murder, I say. Murder! Nope, just kidnapping. Aww.
Oh. I love dead bodies.
I want to make love to the dead bodies. Wait, what? I mean,
oh, dude, you want
helps
to,
solve
you,
the murder.
You turned that to the wrong place, man.
I do that a lot.
that's not the first mention of necrophilia so far.
For me.
Oh, that's the first overt mention of necrophilia outside of a show that is not kind of based around necrophilia.
So anyway, Jimmy Kudo basically like follows these men in black, and there's like some deal going down, which is part of the main story, because he's like, even to this day, it's 40 volumes in America right now, 72 in Japan. Meaning I have a long way to go before I find out what the hell is going on.
Use the internet.
No, I want to be surprised. Like, this is the one series I don't want to spoil for myself. I don't want to look up into detail.
No, like, I mean, like, they have, I'm pretty sure they have every chapter of Case Closed on the internet somewhere.
No, I want the books, though. That's the thing. I love the physical copy of books. Like, that just, I don't know, it just makes me feel, like, better for books. I don't know how to describe it. But, basically he stumbles upon them making, like, the Men in Black going through some sort of deal, which, like I said, will be explained later in the series, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll wrap up by at least volume 100, so then I can say I finished the series before I die. That's my goal in life, is to finish that series before I die. It's basically, he gets hit in the head with a bat by, like, the main leader of the Men in Black. It's not like Men in Black, you know, the movie with Will Smith.
I was going to say that he wakes up in 1969 and meets Josh Brolin, pretend to be Tommy Lee Jones.
What? Oh, isn't that the plot to Men in Black 3?
That was the joke.
Ah, yeah, see, I just saw the trailer, like, literally a couple hours ago.
Case Closed is actually Men in Black 3.
What? Well, I don't have to watch it anymore.
Yes, Shuto. Yeah, Shuto is just a small Asian Will Smith.
Right. Moving on. They gave him what's supposed to be a poison, but turns him into a kid, and now he lives with Richard Moore and Rachel Moore, trying to find the Men in Black, all the while solving, you know, of course, the crime that seems to be happening everywhere they go in Japan, because the murder rate is incredibly high there. And the crime rate, there's always a murder, there's always a robbery, a kidnapping, a black
man.
It's
all the bloody high school students.
Yeah, it's fucking high school students, man. They're fucking lunatics.
No, it's not even all high school students. They're, like, also, like, older people, like, literally old people.
It was an in-joke.
You know, I don't get it, clearly.
Yes, I've ranted
to the podcast, goddammit.
Listen to things I'm not on.
Yes, I've ranted many times about this, but it is my belief that every high school student in anime is insane.
High School of the Dead is a perfect example.
Everything is a perfect example. Cage of Eden, Cradle of Monster, fucking freak.
Cage of Eden, holy crap, I started, like, glancing at that while I was out finding books. That's pretty fucked up.
Cage of Eden is fucking awesome.
It's good, yeah. I was just like, holy crap, this is dark. Well, obviously, you know, considering what the series is, but it surprised me how dark it got.
Yeah, it's like Jurassic Park crossed with Lord of the Flies.
And for whatever, I couldn't think of a third reference.
And Lost.
Yeah, because they're on an island. They're probably all dead for real.
No, but like as the point I'm at, like, I'm at chapter 110 right now. And it is insane. Like, turns out, like, the island's, like, man-made or something. And there are all these weird towers everywhere. Like, there's a pyramid. Plus, someone found, like, a lighthouse that was full of computers and, like, a living mummy.
That sounds more like Alan Wake minus the mummy part.
Like, just crack up a barrel and all of a sudden, like, a woman just falls out of it, mummified. And then they find her ID badge inside a computer next to a bunch of, fucking monkeys or something. And there's this one guy who, like, beats up giant monkeys with, like, keys interlaced between his fingers by flicking 500 gem pieces at him.
Huh. Anyway,
you should fucking read more Cage of Eden.
I'll consider it. Like, I'm trying not to start any new projects right now.
I'll send you some
projects, books.
I'll send you some links.
Yeah. But with Case Closed, basically, he starts helping Richard Moore become, you know, the world famous detective he is now. In the timeline, because of, you know, the whole describing process would take a whole podcast, and I don't want to do that. So I recommend picking up Case Closed. Start from volume one. Pick up. Don't bother with the anime. I mean, the anime is good, but, you know, you don't really need it because it pretty much retells the manga with a few extra cases, which are kind of nice. The movies, though, I highly recommend. Holy crap! But I want to go on a rant about Case Closed real quick.
Okay.
Like, I started rereading the series because I wanted to take a break from buying new books and reread what I had.
Mm-hmm.
Case Closed Volume 1 has one of the most bloody murders in the entire series. It's within the first 10 or 15 pages, a dude gets his head cut off in a roller coaster. There's a fountain of blood coming out of that dude's neck, blood everywhere. I'm like, holy crap. And I compared it to the anime version. It's like, white stuff coming out of his head.
White? So he's ejaculating from his recently vacated neck?
Pretty much is how I see it now, but...
Yes. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how it's sex?
I guess, but I just feel like I'm looking at it now, volume 40. Since volume 1, there has not been really gruesome murders. There's been, you know, pretty violent ones and messed up ones, like a dude would be missing his head and you'd find it later. Mm-hmm. But, like, the early volumes had the more gruesome and detailed murders. Like, now it just feels like, it's a normal murder. Oh, he got shot. How is there no bullet or gun wound or whatever? I just feel like maybe he's, like, as far as I know, like, I haven't reread the whole series. I'm only on 20 again. But mm-hmm. it feels like it got cut, like, toned down on the amount of death and disturbingness.
Yeah, maybe it was like
kind of saddens me, but it's still really well written, so I'm in favor of it.
Maybe it was like the editors, like they wanted to take the thing in like a more kid friendly direction, so they got people like
kid friendly direction with that series.
Yeah, I don't fucking know, dude. Like maybe kids are really into Case Closed, and they didn't want
the kid detective thing.
Yeah,
but...
and like the parents started like writing letters saying we do not want our children reading this bloody mess.
Well, I'm also making the assumption that maybe. You know, it's the start of the series, so you gotta go out, you know, show something really, really good.
Go big or go home.
Yeah, and then, like, throughout the series, you put the occasional big ones, but not big enough. Hmm. Like, I feel like maybe by volume 41, which is the next one in the American published series, mm-hmm. that'll have something that'll just make me go, okay, really violent, I'm in, more. Like, I'm giving Gosho Aoyama all my money at this point. I mean, I went out of my way to get the other three movies. I had only the first movie. There's six in America. They have 14 total. I need the other eight, which have not been dubbed, because I prefer dub, honestly. Honestly, with some voice actors, it makes it for me. But then some, I just go, I can't watch this. I'm turning it off. I'm going away. For a perfect example... Oh, what the hell? Actually, do I even have them? You know, I can't... think of one, actually, off the top of my head, because I usually block them off. But Case Closed probably is still, like, my favorite anime and manga series, so I recommend it.
Okay.
That's not all I'm reading. Should I continue with another series?
Go on.
Let me see. I can't turn around with this headset on. It's stuck. My headset just got caught in my mouth as I turned. Yeah. I'm going to go with Bakuman.
Ah, Bakuman.
Man. However it's pronounced, I call it Bakuman.
Get them sick Bakumans.
Not to be confused with Bakugan. Oh, there's a perfect example of horrible, horrible voice acting. There we go. It's not an anime, but it's horrible voice acting. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I tried to watch it. I'm like, I feel like I'm watching Beyblade meets Metabots meets Pokemon meets Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing. Like, Bakugan is essentially just, like, an extended commercial.
Yeah. Like, that's all it is. Like, I see no point in the franchise. Yeah, I guess something new for kids to play, but now that they're bringing back Beyblade, but they're making a metal, and apparently they're safer? Hmm. Let me say this much. When Beyblade came out when I was a kid, it was plastic. And if that shit broke and hit you in the eye, that means you had a good Beyblade battle.
Yeah.
It could potentially blind you, and that meant it was a good toy.
Yeah, like some of the Beyblade battles I had, like, certain ones that had, like, weight discs in them that had, like, spark, like, caps in them, so if you hit it just right, the thing would explode.
I had the old, you know, original run plastic where if it chipped off, like I said, it could blind you easily, because this was, like, before I had glasses.
Yeah, like, that's what I had, like...
So I could have, like, been blinded, and like, I could tell that story to my grandkids. How'd you lose your eye, Grandpa? Beyblade battles.
Yeah, like that's what I had to do. Like they were all plastic except for the one metal weight disc that kept it spinning. Because like without the metal weight disc, it was just kind of like one hit and it's done. One hit and it's done.
And that shit could kill you too.
Yeah, that shit had fucking.
That made it interesting.
And that shit had explosives put in it.
I also love how when you really look back at old anime that you know from when I was a kid or whenever we were all kids. How it was like everybody took it super seriously about spinning tops and designed elaborate arenas. Let's build a city. What's it for? A monster movie? A toy commercial? Spinning tops fighting.
Yeah, but what about Yu-Gi-Oh, dude?
Well, I can see to an extent, you know, when they introduced the 3D part, you know, like the stadium and all that. I can see that, but nobody really like went all out when it was, you know, oh, we're on our school desk, la 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 la. Like, oh, tournament, I could see happening, but...
They're like, we're on a school desk, and all of a sudden somebody puts like $1 billion into creating lifelike 3D holographic representations of these monsters, and then let's make an entire school on a single island dedicated to training these people in the art of playing with these damn cards.
After the original Yu-Gi-Oh! I just fell off, because after it's like, the Millennium items. Oh, we're battling on top of a blimp now. It's like, do we really need to battle on top? This is extremely dangerous for a card battle.
Yeah, but then you get to like Yu-Gi-Oh! GX.
Generation X. Game on.
Yes, I know that show was so annoying, but so
and
catchy.
And then they tried to tie it in with the original Yu-Gi-Oh! Like Yugi's or Yami Yugi's walking around, just like I'm Yami Yugi, just walking around now. Oh, I bumped into you. Have a free card. That's super crappy, but it's also your spirit card.
Yeah,
and then he flies away with his purple hair, which is apparently natural.
Yeah, here's Wing Karibo. Now piss off.
And then I'm still the champion. I'm going to go fight things and be evasive towards Taya. Whee!
Yeah, and then we get to Yu-Gi-Oh! 5Ds where they're on fucking motorcycles in the fifth dimension.
Oh my god! What? I would love to just be the guy like in the room where they cleared that idea. It's just like, we're going to... Alright, let's do Yu-Gi-Oh! Okay. But let's put it in the future, okay? It's like a horrible, horrible future, okay? And people battle on motorcycles with their trading cards. What? Yeah! let's give it a shot.
Yeah, we'd just love to be like a fly on the wall just there, just like sitting there with like some popcorn. Just, right, let's
see. I would have loved just being the guy sitting there listening to how he tries to sell the thing. It's just like, I'm pretty sure his last time would be like, it's Yu-Gi-Oh! It will make money. Sold! Alright, let's do it.
Yeah, like, I would have liked to see like, I would have actually liked to have been the CEO, like the guy who decides all this shit, just to be sitting there, like, hearing his pitch towards me, like, I'll be like the really, like, right, so, give me your pitch. It's like, well, it's Yu-Gi-Oh. Go on.
Alright. No, that serious businessman face with his hands in front of his face. Go on.
Yes, that's what I just did. I'm just sitting here with my hands in this, like, my armrest. It's like, it's Yu-Gi-Oh. Go on. They put my fingertips together in front of my face.
And they've got motorcycles now. Okay. What do the motorcycles do? They have built-in dual decks.
And what else?
And they ride around in stadiums.
And what else?
And apparently there's a bigger story than we know. And
there are dragons.
But he has awesome, awesome hair and clothes.
And the D is a dragon. I'm in. So wait a minute. This is Yu-Gi-Oh! 5 Dragons?
No, it's 5Ds.
Yes. No. Let's go with that.
Dope. Dragon! Dinosaurs. What? Yes.
Yu-Gi-Oh! 5 Doobies.
5 Doogie Housers.
Like...
I would watch that.
Yep. So... That'd be kind of cool, just like Yu-Gi-Oh! 5 Doobies, just throwing it high, just... I play Why That Dragon, bro?
Actually, Doogie Howser would make a really good Yu-Gi-Oh! Card.
I summon Doogie Howser, but it's like a doctor-looking imp or something.
Yeah.
But he sings beautifully.
But it is just Neil Patrick Harris, but with pointy ears.
And a like an elf mustache kind of thing going. So no, we're like,
It's like no one. It's like an elf cap. You're just like,
that sounds so sexy right there.
It's like it's the cap, the pointy ears, the mustache, and he just comes out and then sings at you, then turns into Dr. Horrible for a second.
Oh, that would be that would actually be how he looks. Doogie Howser, he looks like Dr. Horrible. And no, lasers out of his eyes.
No, that's what you do. You summon Doogie Howser, and then you summon the internet, then you fuse them together and make Dr. Horrible.
But it'd be like something Yu-Gi-Oh! Sounding. The Horrible Doctor of Tsukubudu.
Yes.
My god. I want to go back to Yu-Gi-Oh! Like the series, like the original series.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Mako. I'm swimming in the ocean during the middle of a tournament. Now I'm going to fly up and scare the crap out of you, because apparently I don't get fed, and you're eating my fish. So let's battle by this thing by the sea conveniently. By the way, I have fish Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards. What?
Yeah, like that series just went so off the rails at one... just got to a certain point where if there were more than 2 Millennium items in the story at any given time, it was insane.
Hi, I'm Merrick. I'm Bakura. I am Dr. Bakura.
It's like, hello, I'm Pegasus. I'm going to suck your soul into a card with my eye.
That sounds like a very decent porno, actually.
I'm going to suck you into a card with my eye?
That will be the title. Wouldn't you, like, click that link, honestly?
Honestly, yeah, I would.
You'd be sitting there looking at it just like, all right, let's see where this is going. Like,
oh dear God.
and then it's horribly scarring you for life, and then you get mad at me on the next podcast.
It's like, cards don't go up there.
That's not where your equipment is, your trap card is going. No.
It's like, oh dear God, why is this eye opening?
Why is the trap card in the monster zone?
It's like, I don't get it.
There's one person like gonna try to find the incorrect parts of that video. It's like trap cards don't go in the magic area.
It's like, wait a minute,
not the graveyard.
It's like, wait a minute, he's in defense mode. How is he losing life points? It's like, wait a minute, that doesn't make any sense.
I am a ghost-looking thing that was dressed up as Kaiba. Nobody's gonna question where I came from after this episode, because they don't stand a ghost of a chance.
Oh God!
It's like, let's look for continuity in anime, real quick. Like, let's look for now.
Why is White-Eyed Tail's dragon attacking the card holder? You're not supposed to do that. You didn't lay a trap card.
You're supposed
happening?
To be able to hurt people. Hi, I'm Kaiba. I'm gonna stand on the edge of this castle, and apparently, if my monster gets destroyed, I fall off and die.
No, but like in Yu-Gi-Oh! GX, people actually do get like physically hurt when they take damage.
I did like the when they went into the game. That was a decent concept.
When they went into the game grid.
Yeah, that was like I want to. How is there no Tron parody? Like it's Jeff Bridges narrating it.
It's like back to the game. Yes, like back to the game.
Of a world I thought I'd never see, and then one day. I got in, and it's Joey as the Flaming Swordsman going, what the?
Maybe they'll do that with the Yu-Gi-Oh! Bridge series.
I don't watch it, but if that happens, I better get credit.
Yeah, I
you
find
guys
the...
are the witnesses, podcast listeners, all four of you, including myself. how did we get from Bakuman to Yu-Gi-Oh! Real quick?
You were saying how Bakuman and Bakugan... sounded
yeah,
similar.
Then we started how they were set up. Remember Battle Beatemon? Let's go back to that one real quick.
Battle Beatemon.
Oh my god, that was the funniest damn thing I've ever seen in my life. Fighting Foodon. Oh my god, I missed that show.
Remember Metabots?
Remember
Metabots?
That was the best anime ever because it actually had a. Okay, maybe the fact that Metabee was the chosen Metabot was a bit much, but the tournament idea and all the designs, they were really nice.
I used to play the online game.
And, oh, yeah, like when it came with the toys, you can enter code somewhere?
No, it was like, this was before that. It was just like, all right, so download this thing, and you'll get to play as a Metabot. And you just, like, make your own...
my God. No, I gotta interrupt you. I'm sorry. I have to interrupt you. I, out of a lark, just typed in metabots.com. Mm-hmm. The link is still up. I'm not even kidding. Go to it right now as I speak. The song plays. You can log on or register. Go to the Metabots homepage. It's all still active, with like except for like small people. Oh my god!
So you said
that. And like after this podcast, the view count will be like 50,000 points higher. I'm so glad I had ADHD and decided to look that up.
Okay, so yeah, I'll just Metabots.
It's still up. I don't know if it's still active.
Metabots.com. Oh, dude!
And this is where we feel really old in the podcast.
If it requires the Flash 5 plugin.
Oh my god.
It was like Flash 5 not detected.
I feel so old, but I remember when that site went up.
Yeah, me too. I was god.
Like, I feel like they should bring this back now just because of this podcast alone. Be like, the Metabot site, sir, it went up by 1 million people. Who were? What? We should bring it back. Should we add motorcycles? Okay.
Oh. It's just like someone out there, just like that one fat guy who's like stuck in the basement looking at the Metabot server count, just like waiting for it to drop below a certain number for him to like click the disconnect button. But then those three click. And, like, just from our podcast alone, it bumps it up just high enough for them to reboot the series. It's like, sir, the Metabots site, it got 7 new views. Reboot.
3 of them are from me.
It's like...
If it honestly comes back, I will be extremely happy. But as long as it's not, like, in a crappy way, maybe, like, 10 years in the future or something, and Metabee's, like... you know, getting rusty, and he needs to show he's still a champion. I don't remember how the series ended, because it actually had a series finale.
Yeah, I don't remember either. I think I actually dropped off Metabots, like, after I got into the game.
I remember I still have 2 of my Metabot toys in my dresser right now.
Yeah.
Like the one that had like the hammer fist that destroyed Medivh's original armor.
Mm-hmm.
And then Medivh himself. My friend gave it to me. I'm just like, dude, I love you.
Yeah, I had Medivh too, actually. Yeah, I had Medivh.
I had the Rakusho like model one. Oh, dude, that thing was fun.
I had a shiny one.
I hate you.
Yeah, like that. What if they did just kind of like they did like the reason why they kind of got out of fell out of Metabots was because that was like when I was at that age where I had a very short attention span. I had a very short attention span, and we didn't really have any kind of satellite or anything. They had like a controllable guide, so our entire guide thing was, right, so we'll show you an hour and a half of what's coming up, and we'll scroll through it very, very slowly.
Man, those were the days. Channel 14.
Yes, Channel 14. It was like zapped to it. It just had like some really bad, like no music, no anything. It was just like, all right, so we're going to scroll up by one channel every 10 seconds.
I miss those days.
It was worse when it got the music.
Yeah, oh God, so bad.
I says, I don't even have cable anymore.
Yeah, I just use the internet. But yeah, so like what I was saying, it's like that was at a time where I couldn't really follow any series, really. Like, the first real series that I followed when I was that age was Inuyasha.
I liked it, but I was just like, meh,
right. Like that was the most amount of energy for me to actually follow that series, because I tried it with Dragon Ball Z before that. I, like, watched one episode, like, oh, he's fighting Freeze, and they go to the next one, it's like, why is everyone dead? Yeah, Frieza's been dead for, like, two seasons, and it's like, all right, why does Krillin have hair?
God, that pissed me off, honestly, that episode. Just seeing he had hair in the mustache, I was like, pedophile, and also, why do you have the ability to grow hair now?
It's like, you started to have hair? You're a monk or something. Monks don't have hair.
Yeah.
Throw the destructive disc at your head, maybe it'll cut your hair off.
I miss the old episodes, but then when they brought, now that they have it back, I don't watch it, but then when I do, I feel really old, and I'm also pointing out, I don't remember when that happened. When did that character get here?
Like, I just kind of jump, I've been trying to like jump in with like original ass Dragon Ball.
Nobody watched Dragon Ball.
People did, I think.
I am partway through the Sergeant Silver arc.
No idea.
He's part of the Red Ribbon. He's part of the Red Ribbon Army.
See, that was an actual organization too of villains.
Pardon?
He was an actual villain. Like the Red Ribbon were actual villains to me.
Yeah, they were like militaristic tyrant force that were doing everything they could to try to get the Dragon Balls to reshape the world in their image.
Yeah, see, those were actual villains, and like you actually were like, oh my god, whoa, what's this? What? Yeah.
And Sergeant Silver blew up the Nimbus.
Oh, no, I'm going all about something else. I went on Amazon out of a lark to look at Metabots.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the entire first two seasons are on Amazon. Like, it came out in 2002, the show, apparently.
Oh.
And like, it says, due to our licensing agreement, this video is currently not available.
Oh.
I know, I got so happy when I saw season 1 and 2. I was like, I will spend all remaining balance on my thing for this.
It's like, alright, so these cost $8,000? I don't care.
I would pay, like, a lot of money just to see some of my old shows in their original run.
I would give my left testicle.
Yeah, you never need the left one.
But not the right one is important. That's the one that makes the babies.
Okay, then I don't need my right one. I'm trying to avoid that.
Left one's just for show.
I'll buy the right one back when I need it.
It's like, the left one is there to hold Skittles.
Let's make that a shirt. Left testicles for Skittles only.
Just a picture of a scrotum.
Good.
Which is a picture of a scrotum. It's just like right ball, babies, left ball, Skittles.
And then some Skittles falling out.
Then just have the picture like a left side of a ball sack and there's like a zipper on it.
Oh my, and then a Skittle logo showing.
I don't think I want to actually design a ball sack, but
I will do that if it means getting that shirt. I love.
Okay.
Good God.
Let me say something real quick, and I'll go back to Bakuman, which I've been trying to do for probably 20 minutes now.
Yes.
If that's the first shirt that like starts to sell really well, I'm going to wear that like to my job one day on my day off, and just be like, "Hey, guess what? I made money. What's your shirt? I designed this," and then just stare at them with a stupid smile, and they'll be like, "Tomorrow's your last day here, and we're firing you." Oh.
It's like,
I'm making money off the shirt.
It's like, bitch, I don't give a fuck. It's like, bitch, I don't give a fuck, and just like stroll out of there.
I made a... And then, oh my god, you know what would be perfect? Hmm. If I just reached out my pants and pulled out Skittles at the same time, just went, oh, and ate them.
Yeah, it was just,
then left.
It's like pimp walk out there.
No, no, just hold a handful of Skittles in your hand with the shirt on and walk up to somebody, and then eat the Skittles and just stare at them.
No, like that's what you should do. Like, you just walk up to somebody, just walk up to somebody with like that shirt on, Skittles in your hand. It's like, want some Skittles?
No, just shove them in their mouth. You know them well enough to be like,
or just throw the Skittles at them and run away.
But you gotta make sure they read the shirt.
Yeah. No, like what we should do is just like get the pimp cane shotgun from Saints Row 2, then wear that shirt, and just walk up to somebody, make sure they read the shirt, and then shoot them with the shotgun cane, but it's full of Skittles.
Anyway.
Okay, yeah, Bakuman.
While I'm working out, oh, what the, wow.
Get back to Bakuman, dude. We've been going at this for,
One more thing about Metabots. I'm looking at Amazon and all the Metabots toys.
Mm-hmm.
You know the little figure ones you could take apart and build your own?
Yeah.
I'm looking at a set of two, Rakusho and Robo Emperor.
Mm-hmm.
$155.
Christ.
For both of them. Plus shipping and handling. So $160 on it.
That's more expensive than the mics I want to get.
That's more expensive than anything I want right now, except for the Batman Animated Series Complete Collection on DVD. If anybody wants to buy that for me, please do. What?
Yeah, send it to Delaware if you can find that on the map.
It'd be like asking where Rhode Island is.
Isn't it off the coast somewhere?
I don't know, but holy crap, these Metabot toys are expensive as shit.
Yeah, the collector's items.
God, I feel old, but...
Yeah. Remember those heydays when you used to put little hexagons inside robots and make them fight?
And they were all cute little images, and then there was Cyan Dog who turned into Buster Dog or whatever, Blaster Dog.
And then magic happens.
And then he also turns into a badass and is part dog because apparently he put a dog chip in, blah, blah, blah.
God, it's been so long since I've watched Metabots.
I want to watch Metabots now, too.
Yeah, I mean, look what I've done. Looks so...
That's what we should do a podcast where we all watch Metabots, like, the first episode together. And just, like, pause it every couple seconds and go, God, we're old.
I would start doing commentary tracks for anime episodes.
I think we should, like, old ones. Like,
not series, just episodes.
Yeah, like, just pick a random episode.
You know, first episode or random episode, yeah.
Like, the first episode or the series finale, and the series finale, maybe, like, both at the same time, be like, oh my god, this is... Like, if we remember it well enough to do that.
Watch them both at the same time, just, like, have them going on two different players at the exact same time?
No, just in the same commentary.
Oh.
Yeah, we all talk about the same episode, basically. So, like, the first episode is what we'll start with.
Okay, yeah, that can work. That'd be cool.
Like, I think we should start with,
Metabots?
No, Pokemon, and then
Pokemon, it's been so long.
Yeah, see, we'll watch the first episode of Pokemon... And then point out all the flaws and complaints.
Yes.
Like, and then we'll do Metabots, then Beyblade.
There are too many random encounters in this anime.
There's too many Pokemon in the wild. I'm expecting to walk around into tall grass and see more than one.
It's like, it is impossible to catch them all.
Yeah, because they keep making more goddamn fucking Pokemon.
When I talk about the original 150, it's like, how many Pokemon are there? 150. That's just too many. I could not catch them all. I quit.
No, like, this is how I see it. It's like, back in my day, there were 150 Pokemon, and when they announced Mew as the 151st, we raised hell, but then we went to play the game again anyway.
Mm. But now there's 600 of them.
And you're just like, yeah.
Mew was okay, because, you know, legendary, mysterious Pokemon, we can accept Mew.
Mm-hmm.
After that...
You're just kind of pissed. Like, when they said Togepi and Meryl, you're just like, what madness is this? Where did they come from? We should really do that.
Who are you and what are you doing in my house?
Anyways.
I'm here to touch you.
Oh, God. Togepi saved me. It's like, Togepi saved me. If Togepi saved me, you see Togepi in a corner. It's like, Togepi don't give a fuck.
Yeah, really, I think starting next year, we should really do that. Just watch the pile episodes, all the animes we, like, grew up with. Rurouni Kenshin has to be one, and Big O.
And we're gonna watch every anime ever.
No, just pretty much the ones that we would like. Like, we'll vote, mostly, probably. Like, that's a decent idea, right? We vote on what we want to watch.
Yeah, we can do that.
Because there's some I won't sit through, because I'll just be like, I don't like the series, I couldn't stand it, or I just don't see the point in it.
Yeah, but now back Bruce to Bakuman.
Yes, Bakuman, finally.
Talk about what you're talking about.
Oh, Bakuman, yeah. Second favorite series so far of all time. I love the idea that it's showing how manga is like goes from point A to point B to point 750C.
Yeah, it's kind of cool seeing the procedure of manga.
Yeah, basically it's like the two. I can never pronounce names, so don't. I'm not gonna try. Basically, it's just following two teenagers or two teenagers at the beginning of the series, and how they made promises to the girls they love, and they're like, we're gonna get married once our series gets serialized or gets an anime. It's by the guys who did Death Note, which is probably the biggest surprise to me.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that's what like surprising. When I first saw it, I think it was like last summer in Borders. I was sitting there, I was like, this series, what is, I looked at it, and I looked through it, and I looked at it, I'm like, this looks like a really good series. I picked up out of a lark, of all things, and then I get home, and I look at Death Note, I'm like, wow, that art seems, oh my god.
Yeah, now that you mention it, they're very, very similar.
Well, they reference Death Note. Like, they,
oh, dude.
Not like Death Note is canon, but it's like, Death Note's the manga, because it's like, it's a realistic approach to a series.
Yes, it is kind of taking place in a slightly different real world where there are these people. You know, like, I read
the manga,
I really like the crow guy.
Yeah, Nizuma, I think that's...
Nizuma, like, yeah, sounds familiar.
My favorite thing about it is the characters don't always win.
Yeah. It's like,
that's all I need.
Yeah, it is the very realistic take on it. Like if this was like a kind of a more like manga, then it'd be like, all right, so we made the series, awesome, we're number one, and then like all of a sudden some challenger appears and it's like I'm gonna run you out of business, ha 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 ha,
and then they fight to the death through manga battles.
Yes, like the guy with the glasses just writes words at him, and just throws them, the other guy just paints him to death.
Pretty much. Oh my god, that I would watch that.
Yeah, that'd be kind of awesome.
But really, how it's going is just really well, because it's not like, oh yeah, they're going to get all their series is produced. It's like, oh, some of their series didn't do too well. And then I think my favorite thing about it is the guys who made Death Note. So what they're doing is also making more series within their own series, which is, you know, it's as, you know, like an artist and a writer, it's hard to come up with a new series that you want to work on. You know, if you want to focus on just one, but also a side project, fact that they're doing Bakuman as the main series, and within it there's another series for each like set of characters, and it's giving an elaborate detail to that.
Yeah,
I'm very mad. I won't be able to do that ever. Like, they do it so well. Like, you start to get like, go, oh, I hope they make that into a real manga.
Yeah, I can barely write one thing.
Yeah, you still haven't gotten me some scripts. Yeah. I haven't gotten you to character designs, so. Or terrible at this.
Yes. Yeah. You know, you have like, well, I have excuses at least. Like, I run this and have school. Like, I have exams. I should be studying for ASMR right now.
No, like, it scares me, honestly. Because
it's fucking insane.
The fact that they create so many series, and then like, on top of that, is they create characters that are just so convincing. And, like, fitting to the series that they're working on, it scares me. I'm like...
Yes. Yeah, so I'm just kind of wondering now, like, do you think that, like, they create, like, the main series, like, the main, like, the actual, like, series, but then, like, outsourcing different people to create the series within the series? Or is it all just done in-house?
That, I don't know. I read somewhere that they've, for a few of them, they've actually asked for other artists and writers to come in. But at the same time, they've come up with most of it. Like, I think Detective Trap... Like, the first series that they got, you know, published in their universe.
Yeah.
I wish I could really say I read somewhere that Gosho Aoyama, creator Case Closed, wrote that small series project thing. But I can't, you know, say yay or nay, because it's one of the other series I don't want to spoil for myself. I actually did that, and I'm mad at myself, but I'm caught up, so I'm not missing anything. But, like, I think they probably do get some other people involved now again, like maybe people on their staff or... fellow writers and artists, because if they do that, they win more points towards me.
Yeah, they're good. It's a good series. It's fucking awesome. I should get back into it. I kind of fell off a little.
It's one of those series. Look, I'm going out of my way to make sure I get all the books because like the art is very good. And like I said, being an artist and a writer, and also having people I work with who do the writing, I can see like where I will be going someday, maybe, because I'm doing, you know, the web stuff, moving towards fame, it scares me, but also, like, I'm going to do that. It's like it does. It scares you off, but it also brings you closer. Is how I'm trying to say it.
Yeah, like it does. Like that's that thing of, like, all right. So it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take a lot of time. But you, but if you do it well enough, you can eventually get to that point. And it actually is kind of cool. Like I'm guessing with like a lot of people who like make manga and stuff, like people who want to make manga in Japan, they're kind of like how people want to make comics in here. Like, oh, like I'm gonna get into comics, and then they're just like, I have this idea that I think's okay. I don't know what I'm gonna do with it though.
I do. Well, what the hell was I gonna say? Give me a sec. I just lost the thought. Continue, and I'll probably remember what I was gonna say.
Yeah, but so like with the, so like a series like with a series like this. It does kind of, like, take away some of that illusion that people have. Like, all right, I'm going to rate this thing, so this guy's going to drop, we're going to be famous, we're going to make tons of money. But then, with this idea, it just shows, like, with this series, it just kind of shows people that if you want to get from point A to C, you got to throw through, you got to go through, like, B subclause 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, up to infinity.
I remember what I was going to say now. To quote one of the characters, it's the main character's uncle who was a mangaka, whatever. So I don't use the proper term, so let's get that out of the way for future. Mm-hmm. He's like, manga is a gamble, or doing manga is a gamble. You're never really successful. It's just gambling.
Mm-hmm.
You're always taking a chance. I'm paraphrasing, but it's like it's a really, really good quote where you're just mm-hmm. like, okay. Holy crap! It is a gamble.
Yeah, but that same can be said about like a lot of different industries too.
Yeah, gaming, movies, but
this
I'm mostly going with like the fact that yeah, you need to really gamble it.
Yeah.
Like if it's either you do a good series and you get published,
mm-hmm.
or you do a series people hate you and hope you die in a fire.
Yeah, but there are those people out there that do like one shots like. People who, like, are there, like, people out there that like, consist kind of on just on one-shots?
Yeah, I can name, like, a few books on my shelf right now, actually, that they said they didn't want to go for a long series. Replay, which wasn't really, you know, Japanese manga, but there's also, I don't know what the hell, can't read my shelf from here, Goth. Oh, Goth was a few years back, and it's, like, one of those darker, more violent stories,
mm-hmm.
and it was only a one shot. It was based off of a book, mm-hmm. and like we're only gonna do one book, and it was a really well done book. So you're like, I don't need more of a series at this point.
Yeah, like there's this one that I read a little while ago. It was called Ability Shop. It was just like one chapter, but it was a really good chapter. The thing was like this guy he finds this shop. Actually, there's this kid, he likes this girl, but, like, he's kind of useless. Like, he's not good at studying, he's not good at doing sports, he's not really good at anything. But then he finds this shop, where he, like, goes in, and it's like, alright, so we'll give you the ability to do this stuff, but we'll take X number of years off your life.
That sounds really good, honestly. Like, I want to look
at it. It is insane, it is awesome. Like,
what's it called?
I think it's called Ability Shop.
I Amazoned it. Yeah, I don't guess it's not in a book yet.
Yeah, it is in a book. It's just like a single chapter. It was released in like one of their like monthly jumps or something.
Okay, so that's why it wouldn't have like a book, I guess.
Yeah, it's online though. It's online. I'm pretty sure you can find it. Pretty much, you can find it on you go to, like manga updates and just search Ability Shop on there.
Yeah, I'll bookmark it for later.
It is good.
Yeah. I feel like I'm taking up most of the time, but I want
to. Oh, you are.
Yeah, I want to end with one more thing. I'm sorry. I felt smart for this podcast.
No,
I was prepared.
Go ahead. This is probably going to be one of our best podcasts yet.
Yeah, because I actually sound smart.
Yeah, because we're actually getting more content. And it's not just like Pudge every once in a while going
And then I can also discuss more. Like, I'm still trying to get those articles to you. I've just been busy with work. But now that I've got some days off, I'll have them.
Yeah, no problem.
My last thing I want to say, I just got into the Professor Layton series on the DS. Like, I picked up the first game in the series.
Oh yeah, Curious Wheel
really,
is so good.
Really, oh my god, I'm not a fan of puzzle games. I made an exception to try Professor Layton.
Mm-hmm.
Worth every penny.
Yeah, Professor Layton is like a puzzle game crossed with an adventure game crossed with a like
murder mystery.
Yeah, crossed with an anime.
Yeah, like And I'm actually, like, at this time, I'm watching the first Professor Layton movie, The Eternal Diva. Like, I've got it on YouTube right now.
Mm-hmm.
God, I never thought a movie based off, you know, a video game that's a puzzle game, mostly, mm-hmm. would have, like, puzzles that are so really well done it fits into the series, like, of a movie.
It is really insane, though. Like Hail to Japan, they know how to make, like, really simple ideas insane and awesome.
It's one guy doing all the puzzles for the entire series.
Mm-hmm.
That's what scares me more. I'm like, this one guy came up with 7 games and 2 movies worth of mystery and puzzle.
Yeah, so
I hate him so much. And he comes up with books, too, on a regular basis.
Fuck, dude. I hate this guy.
Yeah, no, he's an ass, but he's, like, so damn smart about it.
Yeah, God.
But I'll wrap up with mine just saying, play Professor Layton, watch the movies, go with Case Closed, Bakuman, ignore Yu-Gi-Oh! Motorcycle Battles. Fun, super adventure, fun time.
Japan.
Also, buy the shirt when we make it of Skill Sacks. We'll call it the Skill Sack shirt. I'll buy one. I'll buy 3. I'll buy one for myself and my girlfriend, and the 3rd one I'll give to a homeless guy.
Send me a design, and it will be a T-shirt.
So the shirt's gonna be like, just gonna have like Skittle Sack with arrow pointing down.
Yeah, actually, that's all it could be. It's just one. Oh no, here's what it could be. One, the right testicle that says Baby Maker, and the left testicle will be just a bag, like a mini bag of Skittles, with a zipper.
So just don't actually say Skittles on it because we can't like use their name on it.
I'll just do colorful candy. And a rainbow.
It's full of
the reference.
It's full of candy.
It's full of rainbow candy. What?
It's like
you just make a slurp noise? Should I be concerned? I heard a sword. I was like, what?
God damn it, Bofi.
No, that was me.
Wasn't me.
How many people are in here? Like
3 of us.
Just the 3 of us.
Okay, so I'm a little concerned. There's a 4th person making a noise we don't know about.
I just heard the slurp again.
Wasn't me.
I think that's Richard.
Don't call me that.
It's dead. It's Batman. It's Christopher Bale. Damn it. Christopher North Nolan.
It's Nolan North.
Nolan North is amazing. I want him to do voice work for my projects.
So welcome to thestoreprods.com anime podcast. I'm Nolan North.
I got blood. I'll kill the Batman. I love treasure.
Yeah.
Barrel roll. Yeah.
Do you have a plan to go along with this podcast?
I'm Nolan North. Do I need a plan?
Okay, Bovi.
Yeah, your turn. Please take Bovi,
right,
for the love
of God. I'm not going to focus too much on the stuff that I regularly watch or read. Going to briefly mention Rosario plus Vampire 2. There was a new chapter. Only thing I have to say is shit is getting serious because Alucard woke up.
Damn, son.
He was tired if he's just waking up.
Yeah, does Alucard, can he turn into smoke? Does he have a whip?
No, he's a giant monster thing.
Oh yeah, right, that Alucard. The weird, the thing that looks kind of like the demon from Invisibles.
But I guess while I'm talking about Alucard, I might as well mention that I've been watching Hellsing Abridged, the Team 4-Star version. Yes, I do mention Abridged series because I consider them just as legitimate. Watch Hellsing Abridged, the Team 4-Star version. They've only done 2 episodes so far, but they're both really fucking hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk too much about that one. I'm going to talk a bit about, though, Cradle of Monsters. I read 2 chapters of that.
Dude, what do you think?
I fucking love this series.
Yes, dude, yes! So...
Hold on, I'm trying to find it now.
So, for James, what is Cradle of Monsters?
This has got zombies.
Cradle of Monsters is like, would you know what Cross Psychopath is?
Yeah, we've discussed it on the podcast a couple times.
Okay. Well, Cradle of Monsters is like, what if Poseidon met Cross Psychopath?
I think I'm looking at the series now. I just pulled it up on MangaFox.
So there's actually, basically, you're following a group of high school students who are trapped in a ship that's flipped upside down while there are murderers rampaging on it. And it seems to be infectious. I've only read two chapters.
Yeah.
Because one person who was trying to protect the kids at one point slaughters a room full of them later.
Yeah, it's hilarious, like, what he does with that. It's like comes in, like, disciplinary action, and stabs someone.
Actually, I just read that chapter right there. Like, that's what I pulled up.
Yeah, then, yeah, but then, like, yeah.
Put disciplinary action, smash against the wall.
Yeah, but then, in a later chapter, when they change scan leaders, so that turns from disciplinary action to child abuse. So he just screams child abuse while murdering some kid.
It's way better with disciplinary action because, you know, you got the one girl who's like, I'm sorry, I know I'm not supposed to be wearing these socks, I'll take them off. Disciplinary action cuts off all her limbs. Oh.
Disciplinary.
Yeah, that the series is fucking insane, dude. The art.
I'm liking it so far. Like, I'm speeding through the pages, just, you know, to get glances.
And the art lends itself really great to this subject matter.
It makes me think Dead Man's Wonderland, honestly.
It does kind of, yeah, it does have that kind of like Eureka 7 Dead Man's Wonderland, feel.
Oh, didn't Eureka 7 artist, wasn't he also Dead Man's Wonderland?
Yeah, that's why I said Eureka 7.
That's why it looks familiar to me. Okay. Continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So go on, Bobby.
Hey, look, a penny!
It's a fucking amazing series. You gotta read it. Anyone who's listening, just read it. If you don't like disturbing content, then don't.
This is not for the squeamish.
Yeah, it's not for the squeamish. It's bloody. Four kids wouldn't touch it with a mile-long pole, but it's definitely for you if you like an interesting but twisted storyline.
Like, if you're a fan of 28 Days Later,
you owe it to yourself to read it.
Oh, definitely.
Because, like I said, I just skimmed through it. It was really good.
It's fucking awesome, dude.
So, what else? Fairy Tale, I've been watching. Not reading, but watching. Mm-hmm. So, that's been good. We're getting to the point now where we found out who Caprico is. Shit like that. Seven Kin of Purgatory are being fought, and you know, some are winning, some are losing.
Okay.
And Dragon Ball Z Abridged. I watched two things of this. Episode 26, which is pretty cool. It's the first appearance. It's the first fighting scene of Piconail.
Piconail?
Piconail. Piccolo fused with Nail. Before Nail becomes part of his... which they did that really well. Adding the comedic factor to that. There's this great part where Piccolo's in the middle of fighting Frieza, and Frieza's just transforming into his third form, and Nail's just like, "Hey man, I don't know if this is a good time. Kind of busy here." Yeah, I know, but you've really not got many apps up here, and I have played the hell out of Minesweeper. Wait a minute, I've got apps. I only thought I could get the internet by antenna.
I should really watch Abridged anything.
Yeah, Abridged series are usually good. Team 4 Star, especially. They have a really good cast who imitate the voices really well, except when they want them to be changed, like Frieza. Okay. I like the changes they made to Frieza.
I like the Yu Yu Hakusho Abridged. Watched that a while ago. That's pretty decent.
A little while ago, I read Yu Yu Hakusho, like, the manga. God, I hate the art.
Yeah, it didn't look that good. Like, The anime was decent. The manga, I stared at the art, and I was just like, I feel like they just stabbed me in the eyes with an ink pen. The ink was blood, and they gave me eye aids.
Yeah.
There's a shirt, eye aids. Look at that, two in a row. I'm doing them great.
Yeah, that's kind of the reason why I stayed off, like, I'd seen Yu Yu Hakusho, like, manga somewhere before, but I was just like, ooh, that looks like shit, so that's why I kind of didn't read it.
Like, I'm going to pull up an image just so I can let me look at the art one more time.
Then I actually did read it. It did turn out to be a really good series, despite the art.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the art one more time. It's at, like, the end of the series, so I should probably look at it first, actually.
Oh, yeah, it's so bad.
Yeah, let's look. Why is there a picture of the furry triangles? We love beavers.
I don't fucking know, dude.
I'm on Manga Fox, and I'm looking through it. Like, that was the pop-up ad. Yeah, oh my god, the art. Ugh.
Yeah, see? Ugh. Yeah.
And now you also have eye herpes.
Ugh. Yep. Oh, I'm going to scratch my eyes real good. Ow, 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 ow.
You have eye gonna herpes syphilades.
Eye gonna syphilates?
Gonna herpes syphilades.
Right.
It's gonorrhea, herpes, syphilis, and AIDS.
Oh, I thought I heard Gaga, so I was like, "Oh, did Lady Gaga give me eye AIDS?"
Gonna herpes syphilates.
That sounds like a sports drink, and we should make that.
It's drink gonna herpes syphilates now. It's full of electrolytes.
It's like you'll feel very, very tingly, kind of itchy,
and then dead.
And you might cry a little in the shower, but you know.
It's like this drink is so energetic it'll rape you.
Okay. Wait, what am I saying okay to?
Being raped by a Gatorade bottle full of disease.
Okay. I'm building our entire store right now with two inappropriate shirts and then the drink.
Okay, Moby, what else you got?
Just another Dragon Ball Z abridged, the Bardock movie. they make a great GT joke in it. It's when Bardock is dying and he's seeing the future. And he's seeing, oh, Goku, my son, Kakarot, he's going to fight Frieza. He's going to avenge our people. And then he's going to fight a green bug man. And then he's going to fight a big pink man child.
I'm sorry to interrupt. This is not the abridged one we're talking about. Or is this real?
This is abridged.
Okay, I just want to be sure.
Then he's going to fight, and it shows one of the really ridiculous villains from GT. I don't know who they are, but they're wearing red jumpsuits, they're blue, and they're dancing. And he's like, and now I welcome the sweet embrace of death.
Yay, death! Yeah!
Okay, so is that for you, Bobby?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I decided to keep, you know, my description short, so yay!
Okay, so, on to me. So, we're in another chapter of Stalker. So, yeah, Stalker's really good. I really like Stalker.
It does sound like a good series. I remember it from you talking about it, so that's a good time.
Yeah, so this most recent chapter, it was kind of like... So, like, the last couple chapters, it was, Anson, who's the mother of the girl who got kidnapped. She was like remembering her. She was like remembering high school and like her hanging out with the monster kid. I think his name was Minwoo. So she's hanging out with Minwoo, and then like one day he just kind of stops hanging out with her, and then she just like starts remembering, like trying to talk to her husband. Like, I really don't think Minwoo would be involved in this, but the cops already kind of made up their mind that he's involved with it because, well, A, he knew that she was being kidnapped. B, he sent them a video of her being kidnapped. And C, he looks fucked up.
It's called Stalker, right?
Yeah, Stalker.
Nothing else? Okay, I think I'm looking at it right now.
It's all in color.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not too interested with the character design. It just looked all way too plain, except for one blue-haired person.
Yeah.
I think that's how it works with me is art is what gets me, and then story, like how it looks, and then if it sounds good enough at the same time.
The story is really good.
So far, I'm interested with the story. It's just the art's kind of deterring me.
Yeah,
the right word. Yes. It is your neighbor. I just witnessed a strange man taking your daughter away. Please hurry and come home. What is this? A joke?
Yeah.
Hein!
Yeah. Yes.
I could dub books from now on with that awesome, awesome job I just did.
Yes.
Let me do one more. I'm sorry to keep interrupting, but so you're saying that there was that call asking for 50 million won in exchange for your daughter, and he threatened that if you called the police, he would kill your daughter? Yes. And at the time your daughter was kidnapped, this text message arrived? Yes. I have no idea who it is.
Email Audible.
So you, huh?
Email Audible. See if you can get a job. See if you can get a job narrating books.
Yeah, look, watch. It's like next podcast. It's like, this one's brought to you by Audible Books, presented by James as well. And I'm just like, I did book narrations. I can't pronounce the big words, though, but I did it anyway.
One up, walking up, walk.
Apparently, I had to fart during my recording session.
Yeah, just like in the middle of a book, like I can't use the two eyes. Sorry.
That would be me.
One thing I do feel we should all do, though, is contact these companies that do the American dubbing, and just all of us offer to become voice actors.
I want to become a voice actor, really.
The anime voice actors that are there so far, you know, mostly suck.
Okay. Especially Santa Sue.
When you compare them to how they're supposed to sound, it's really bad.
Yeah.
Huh? What's a dog doing in the front door? Naughty, naughty. Go away. Please wait, it's okay, you can let her be. She is a
dolphin that our neighbor is keeping. She comes to visit from time to time. It's snowing a lot tonight. Where do you live?
Pat.
Are you looking for some place to take cover in the snow?
Dot 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 dot.
Mommy, look, Bonnie came to visit again.
God damn it, shut up, James.
Can we please keep her?
No, we cannot keep the dog. Why not? Because I murdered it.
Okay, and also print some more Ratman.
Cool.
Yeah, so for the last two chapters, guys who were kind of a ripoff of Super Sentai, they started a fire inside a building full of civilians.
I can't breathe before my stupid voice work.
Yeah, so it's getting to the point where, like Ratman is kind of, like, portraying himself as a hero in front of the other heroes. Like, Ankaiser showed up and just, like, started beating the shit of him and starts, like, going on his big rant about how, like, heroes died the day that they started representing corporations. Because, yeah, kind of.
Shining Man. I'm looking at the series. The art's pretty good.
Yeah, it is good art. It is a cool story, though.
It's making me think Power Rangers right now. Some of the characters.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's Super Sentai.
Except for the one robot that looks like Optimus Prime in medieval times, and Dr. Doom in the background, and what looks like Sinestro Corps Batman. Huh.
Yeah, it's a really cool series, dude. You should definitely check it out.
My name is Anka. Ugh.
Yeah, so what else have I read?
Wait, real quick. So the series, it's like the superheroes are real?
Yeah, like so in this universe, superheroes exist, but they are privately owned. Each superhero represents a different corporation.
So there's Viagra Man somewhere.
No, it's like it was like Ankaiser brought to you by Telus.
Think Captain Amazing from Mystery Men.
Never read Mystery Men, so
it's a movie.
It's also a comic.
I never read
book,
this.
But...
The captions. What is that?
Who's Rickrolling us?
Never
it just happened to be on the radio.
No way.
I sincerely doubt that.
I like that it just went quiet where he's just like, oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Never gonna give you up.
No, okay. Ninja Kitty brought it into the room because it was on the radio.
Okay, hold on. I want... Okay, this will teach me not to search like the first three letters I type into MangaFox. I'm sorry to interrupt again, but what I typed, I think I typed fan or fair. What did I type? I typed four. I typed four, I think. Yeah, I typed four. I typed F-O-R, and I clicked a random one. It just went quiet. Like that creeped me out. I got the guy who will give a kiss for 5,000 won. One. How did I get here? It's in Russian. What? Why is it in Russian? Oh wait, no, it's also in English. Dad, please buy me a motorbike. I want to ride a motorbike.
Dude, shut the fuck up, dude.
Dad, please buy it for me.
I've also
shut up, James.
I've also read The Breaker New Waves. So, The Breaker is a Korean manhwa series, and it's all martial arts. It's like that insane Asian martial arts where, like, if you build up your ki, then you can punch through walls. And, like, it is really good. It's, like, really... The art is, like, one of my favorite art. I really like it. It's, got a cool story, and the New Waves is a sequel series to that one, to the original Breaker.
Oh, it's called Breaker? Alright, I'm gonna look this up.
Yeah, and so, like, in the original Breaker, this kid, Shiyun, I think they call him, he is,
The Breaker?
Yeah, The Breaker. Okay. Yeah, so he's trained by this guy called Gumun Leong, or also known as Nine Arts Dragon.
Ooh, the art's nice.
Yeah, who, like, trains him in the ways of martial arts, and the kid's like a martial arts prodigy, like, he's able to master, like, foot techniques and, like, the earth-crushing fist, which is a really high level move. It was a low level move, but high level for like normal people. He mastered that in a month. And so the New Waves, what happens is, like, it's after Breaker, the kid can no longer do martial arts. I won't explain how. And so there's this group of people called the SUC, who are supposedly disciples of Gumun Leong, who are going around fucking shit up. They all run around in skull hoodies and just use martial arts to attack people. And so, yeah, I'm really liking where the Breaker's go, and it's, introduced this new character, I think her name's Ginny or something, and she's, like, assigned to protect Shiyun. But it's kind of a little confusing for me, because, like, Shiyun had a girlfriend at the end of, the Breaker, and now she's kind of just gone. Like, I think she showed up once in, like the one of the first few chapters of New Waves, but then just kind of disappeared. It's a little weird, but yeah, I really recommend The Breaker. It's got good characters, it's got really good action, and it's great art.
I'm reading it now. I'm very interested. It makes me think Biomega with some of its design.
Okay, so, well, moving on. Also read some Freezing.
You're cold? I'm sorry.
Well, not really, because just let me go off on a bit here. So, I'm in Canada. It's the middle of December. It is 11 degrees Celsius outside.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
That's ridiculously high.
Yeah, like a couple years ago, it was minus 20 at this time of year, on a good day.
This time last year, here in London, we were buried in snow. Except I didn't live here yet, but London was buried in snow.
Yeah,
We've already passed the anniversary of Snowmageddon.
Yes. Here a couple years ago, a few years ago, my high school was shut down for 2 weeks because it was too cold for the buses to run.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, that was great, but the school was shut down for 2 weeks because it was too cold for the buses to drive. Like, the buses couldn't start because they were too cold. And now it's 11 degrees Celsius, which I'm guessing is, like, in the 40 to 50 range of Celsius, I mean, in Fahrenheit.
Yeah, because I think 35 is freezing.
32 is.
32.
Yeah, which is fucking stupid. Okay, so, yeah, well, freezing, so... I'm not sure, have I ever talked about freezing on this podcast before?
I don't think so.
I don't listen to it, so I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, so, freezing, it is a series that's another Korean series. It's essentially, and it's very much like characterized by boobs and violence.
Okay, I'm searching it up now. What? Freezing? Okay, alright.
So what it is, in this universe, there are these things called Novas. They're extra-dimensional beings that come to Earth every once in a while and just start wrecking our shit. And there's this group of women called Pandora. Like there's this group of the military called the Pandoras, which are women who are, like, have parts of Nova put into them so that they can, like, access special abilities and weapons to be able to fight the Nova.
Wait, I've seen these characters before. I don't know where from.
Yeah, like, the art is very similar to other series of this kind.
No, I mean, like, the exact characters. That's the thing. I'm looking at the color image.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know, but, yeah, I'm interested, and not because of the boobs only.
Yeah, it's actually, it does have a really good story, like, yeah.
The weapon designs are really good.
Yeah, and it gets kind of fucked up.
Man. I'm only skimming through the first chapters, but go back to The Breaker. I saw the first fight scene. That teacher's a badass motherfucker.
Yeah, that dude fucking wails.
He's just like, hi, I'm kind of, you know, laid back, and then punch and kill.
And he spends a lot of the series using just one arm, because, like, for most of the series, his right arm was broken.
Oh, well, now you just spoiled something major. Thanks. Okay.
Yeah, like for the next
spoiler.
Like for the next like X chapters, he just has like his arm in like a like 2 inches of gauze in a sling. It's insane. So yeah, well, back to Freezing. So the series focuses on this guy called Kazuya Aoi, who is, so back to the Pandora thing. So the Pandoras, they're like these girls, they're specially designed, they're specially like chosen to fight the Nova, and each one of them is paired with a limiter. So the limiter is like a man who is like given some of their stigma, which are the things that give them their powers. What the fuck are you doing?
I hear crunching. That's what I was just about to ask.
What the fuck, Bovey?
Sorry.
God fucking damn it. Doing?
At least I apologize, but what the hell were you doing?
I apologize. I was just moving a wrapper away from me, and it crinkled.
Were you moving away? You were moving away for that long?
Shut up.
How far did you get it? Half centimeter. Crinkle, 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 crinkle. Almost got it off the keyboard. Crinkle, crinkle, crinkle. Fast crinkle key. Crinkle, crinkle, crinkle.
And it's on the mic.
Crinkle, crinkle.
Okay, so... yeah, so each Pandora is paired up with a limiter, and the limiter are given some of their stigma, and then they have this ability called freezing. You know, what it does is they set up like a field of effect, and then anyone in that field of effect, their movement is like really strictly limited. Hence why they're called limiters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the thing is, you have to perform the baptism, which is the ceremony that I'm guessing is sex.
Alright, I'm interested.
With, the limiter has to perform the baptism with the Pandora before they can start using freezing. Kazuya is able to use it right out of the box. You know, he hasn't even got a partner yet, it's just freezing. And his freezing is, like, on par with a Nova. So, there's some shit going on with him. And it's a good series, I like it.
Yo, as good as that is for him, I bet he was a little bit disappointed.
No,
he could use it already.
No, but he does have a partner who is the hottest girl in that school, kind of.
Go on.
Yeah, like she's called the Untouchable Queen.
Go on.
Anyone who touches her, she like murders almost.
Don't go on.
But as soon as like Kazuya, touches her, she doesn't like try to kill him.
Go on.
And in a couple chapters, you see her boobs.
Go on.
That is all.
Go on.
So Freezing, like I said, it's a great series. I cannot recommend it enough.
Yes, you can.
It is 62 chapters deep. And, yeah, it's great. Okay, moving on. Also read some Count Trouble.
Count Trouble?
Yes, Count Trouble. It's count and trouble in one word, and they share a T.
Oh, so it's not cow trouble, C-O-W trouble.
No, it's C-O-U-N trouble.
We should produce that series. You know, cow trouble, where there's a cow, he lives in an apartment complex, and he has trouble all the time.
Yes, you know? but he's actually a radioactive zombie cow. That's his trouble.
No, that's the season finale cliffhanger.
Yes,
like, spoiled it for everybody that's gonna watch it.
But like he has an uncontrollable rage inside him. He has a rage inside him that he cannot control. Don't make him angry. You wouldn't like him when he's angry.
Because he'll get mad cow disease.
Yes, his mad cow disease in this universe turns you into the Hulk. It turns you into that bull from Fairy Tale.
Are we still talking about the cow trouble sitcom I had imagining? Because I'm focusing on that right now, kind of.
Kind of, yeah. So well, moving on to count. Moving on to count trouble.
Oh, fine.
Yeah, so I think I talked about the series before, but I think I talked about the series.
I think I talked about that shirt too.
I think I've talked about the series before, but what it is there's this guy. He likes this girl, but he can't like get the courage to ask her out. So then this little witch who turns out to be an angel shows up. And says that I'm going to be using it's my job to use my magic to help you get this girl.
Go on.
But all of the magic ends up like fucking him over in some really weird way. And like,
that's like prom.
Yes, like all her, so like all of this, so all this witch angel's magic, and her name is like Sasada, all her magic is based on the number 10. So each spell, it has like a certain activator. You have to do like a certain thing 10 times. Like the first spell that he gives, like the first spell that she gives him, it's this thing on, it's like this counter on his hand, like anytime his heart beats while thinking of her. and the number goes down, and if that happens 10 times, then every single thought in his mind will just, like, be, like everything on his mind thinking about her will be, like, he will know everything that he's thinking about her. But then, like, when it actually gets down to 10, everyone in the world knows everything he's thinking. What it has is all of a sudden, an omnipotent voice from nowhere just starts, like, saying every thought in his mind, and you just see, like, the text scrolling across the sky, and they're just like, and everyone just, like, looking at it, like, what the fuck is that?
It's a cow. I'm designing a poster of that. I'm not kidding. I'm sorry to sidetrack it, but I really want to do the cow thing a little bit. Because, I don't know, it just sounds like the most epic idea ever, involving cows.
Well, you're an artist. You should really, provide us with some t-shirt designs.
I'll make a poster of the cow thing, and, like, it'll be super serious, but it's going to be a stupid doodle. I want that to, like, honestly, if I want to get my booth going for a convention, I'll sell that poster. And the Skittle shirt. As for the drink thing, no, because I'll end up drinking it all, because I'll be very thirsty at convention.
Yes, and then it will die.
Yeah, but getting you guys here for it would be even more fun, because then you guys could dress up as a cow.
No.
Yes!
No.
That was my idea.
I go to, quite a few Toronto conventions, so... Toronto. If you ever...
Yeah, come to Canada.
Yeah, come to Canada.
I can't make it to the next state over. If I make it to Canada, something's gone horribly wrong.
Dude, didn't you go to New York?
Yeah, I didn't drive.
Yeah, well, fly.
I have a fear of flying.
Then have someone else drive. Drive to Toronto.
I thought you were going to say have someone else fly. I was like,
just have someone else fly.
Amtrak if you have to. Amtrak there.
Have them say, James, grab my boob. And then I grab their boob and we fly to Canada.
Yes, adventure! James, grab my boob. Canada!
Oh my god, stop giving me ideas. I'm writing all of these down on a notepad right now.
Good.
Like, I'm going to love to wake up tomorrow after I forget most of this. Look at the cow troubles, like highlighted and under, like 15 lines under it. James, grab my boob. Adventure!
No, it's James, grab my boob, Canada. Canada! Okay, so, you count trouble?
In all caps.
Yeah, so count trouble.
With a maple leaf.
Yeah. We have count trouble, it's like I said, it's, like I've been saying, it's a good series, it's funny. It's got that, like, slice of life bit going for it with, it's got the slice of life because it's all like high school relationship stuff, and some of the spells do get really weird. Like there's this one spell in one of the recent chapters where like it makes every man in the school fall in love with them. Yeah, and they all just start like running after him. Like it's just a horde of guys just like trying to grab him, rip his clothes off.
Go on.
It's like oh, we love you. Come back here. We need you. Don't leave me.
It reminds me of things that I remember.
Yeah, it is a really funny. And there's another bit where like there's this one lesbian who's in love with this guy's best, who's in love with this guy's childhood friend. They end up switching bodies, and it's as the main character in that lesbian's body is talking to the girl that he likes, just looks across. You just see the lesbian in his body trying to make out with his childhood friend.
Go on.
it's a cool series. I cannot recommend it enough. The art is really good too. Okay, so, and you're gone. What were you saying, James?
I actually forgot. Like as soon as I said it.
Okay, so and then finally, I've read To Love Rue Darkness.
I remember you mentioning this series before. I just don't exactly remember which it is.
Is there a cow?
No.
Watch no, Fairy I, no. Tale, then you can see a cow.
Yeah,
cow. You're lying to me.
It's a cow with a battle axe.
Yeah.
Go on.
And it's a.
How many times have I said that one sentence?
And it's a pervert.
All right, now I'm.
No, it's not a pervert. It just has the hots for Lucy.
Doesn't have the hots for everybody though.
To protect her nice body.
Yes, which is only worth about like 50 jewels. Like that was the thing, like. Like, tries to, like, you know, I'm going to buy this key. He's like, how much is it? 5,000 jewels. And it's like, she starts, like, trying to sex him. It's like, you're sure there isn't anything we can do to, like, drop the price? Even when the sex will be legal, we'll drop the price down to 4,500 jewels. Okay, so, yeah. Well, To Love Rue Darkness, sequel series to To Love Rue. So True Love for You was about this guy who, like, accidentally meets like the princess of this planet full of like devil people, and then he has to marry her, or his planet will be destroyed. And so True Love for Darkness is her sister, like this the devil chick sisters that showed up in the previous series. But now they're back, and one of them is trying to make this guy a harem.
Go on.
Which includes his sister. His underage sister.
Okay, now I'm sold.
It does get a little bit skeevy every now and then, but it actually is kind of cool. And so, like, the darkness thing, it comes into play with Golden Darkness. So Golden Darkness is this assassin that was hired to kill the main character, who I think his name is Rito. And so, like, it's kind of just getting more backstory on, like, her life before, because this person showed up who has all the same abilities as her and claims to be Darkness's younger sister. But she's working with someone called the Master. So there is a bit of intrigue in there, like, trying to figure out, like, alright, so this person, is she really Darkness's younger sister? What are her motivations? Like, is she actually, like, there's been a relationship developing between her and the main princess's youngest sister. Like, they've been hanging out, they become friends. But her loyalties are kind of divided. Like, you're not entirely sure whether she's, like, entirely devoted to the Master and she's gonna do anything he says, or if it's gonna get to the point where he's gonna try to get her to do something. But she won't because it interferes with her friendship with someone. So it is actually it is pretty cool. Okay, so I guess that does it for what I've watched. Now, this is going to sound a bit weird, but we have some news.
What?
What? What?
Wait, there's things going on in the world?
No, like anime news. Like, we rarely ever do anime news. Mainly because I don't really want to look it up. But so, yeah. So, have either of you guys ever heard of Kamen Rider?
It got Americanized, and I watched an episode, and I wanted to kill myself.
Huh.
Yeah. Wait, don't they look like, some of them look like beetles, not like Beetleborgs, but kind of beetle-ish or insect-ish?
Yeah, it does kind of look like
Cosmic. Power Rangers meets Beetleborgs.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh my god, Beetleborgs.
Oh yeah, Beetleborgs.
We could transform into beetles, because that's very useful in our, you know.
Yes, we have beetle motorcycles.
Days. Those are actually cool.
Yeah,
the designs.
I actually had a toy of one of those.
I did too.
I had a Beetleborg.
Yeah, I had the...
Wasn't there a green one?
I had the blue one.
I had the green one. He had the pincer claw.
No, there was a green one. Hold on.
Yeah, it was a green one, a blue one, and a red one.
The red one was...
I thought it was yellow, green, and blue. And there's no red one.
No, I remember there was a red one.
Wow. Apparently, if you Google Beetleborgs, you get Clerks, Jesus on the Crucifix, Rotting, and Obama.
Huh.
You Google image it, and Beetleborgs. Oh yeah, there was. Oh, the green one was my favorite. Yeah. I'm looking at the toys and all that now. Yeah.
Okay, so well. So,
the Power Rangers crossover.
Yeah, so there has been going on in the internet stuff. There's been a doujinshi going on. It's in, like, an unofficial spin-off of Kamen Rider that's been going on for a while. It was called Hybrid Inspector. It was nine chapters deep, but then Toei, the owners of the Kamen Rider license, they gave notice to the creators of Hybrid Inspector to shut it down or they'll get sued.
Oh.
Yeah. So Hybrid Inspector is still available on the website, but there are going to be no more chapters at all.
So does it have like a cliffhanger ending?
I don't know. I don't know. I actually haven't read any of Hybrid Inspector. I haven't read any Kamen Rider either. But from the sound of it, it just kind of stops.
I haven't watched or read, but now that you mentioned like the fan thing, I'm somewhat interested.
Okay.
Did you get that thing I sent you?
Let's look. No.
No, it's in your phone.
In my phone.
Look at your. Yeah.
No.
Like, this is serious. You've got to look at the thing I sent you.
I haven't got it.
How do you not have your phone?
My phone's right with me, but I haven't got it.
What? Have you? Oh, wow.
It's not a picture of your dick, is it?
No, I was going to say, if I send it to the wrong person, this is going to be really weird, because they'll... I I'm just going to say, I came up with the design for the Cal Trouble character just now. I sent it to him. I wanted him to just, like, go like, oh, James, why are you sending me? Oh, my God. This is amazing.
Okay, so some more news. So Seiji Kishi, who directed Angel Beats and the Persona 4 anime, is going to be directing a new anime series next summer called Jinrui Wasuitai Shimashita. So yeah, try saying that 5 times fast. I'll just read the story. The story is set several centuries into the slow decline of mankind. Earth has now become the realm of fairies, 10 centimeter tall, about 4 inch tall, creatures with remarkable intelligence. The human protagonist of the story serves an important duty as the international arbitrator between the fairies and humans. As she returns to her former hometown of Kusunoki, she chose this job because she thought it was an easy job she can do. Even when she is as old as her grandfather. However, she learns that her job is anything but simple when she meets the fairies.
Wait, she's as old as her grandfather? Wait.
She thinks that this job will be easy to do well into her retirement.
Oh, okay. I misheard. I'm sorry. But, that actually sounds pretty decent.
Yeah, so it's going to be done. So it's going to be animated all by AIC, by Ike ASTA Studio, which did Heaven's Lost Property and the Persona 4 animation.
Good on the Persona.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. It just looked really good.
And Kyuta Sakai, who did the art and animation for Steins Gate and Higurashi no Nakakorori, also known as the When They Cry series, will be serving as character designer and chief animation director. And Makoto Uezu, who wrote Katanagatari and School Days, is going to be in charge of the scripts.
School Days. That sounds familiar.
Yeah. So
I'll probably remember it in a minute.
Yep. And from the look of this, two new manga series will be launched in two different magazines. There's going to be one starting in Monthly Iki and one in Monthly Comic Alive.
Wait, what? Google School Days. There's a girl sitting on a dead dude.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Okay, as long as I got that established.
Sounds about Japan.
Sounds Japanish enough to me.
Yeah. Okay, now, battle.
Battle!
Okay, so... For James's sake, I guess. Should I get a rundown of the rules, or does James already have a good enough grasp of it?
I'll give him the basic format. So basically, one of us will give our opening statements for the character, then another, then the first person gets a rebuttal, then the second person gets a rebuttal, then it's done, and you make your decision.
Okay, so I think I just got it.
Thank you, Tom.
It took 4 hours.
What, Kudo kind of sucks. Okay, so, it looks like...
Opinion.
So, you get to choose what...
He looks retarded.
That's the idea. He's a cow with troubles, and he lives in an apartment complex.
can you forward that?
Yeah, send it to him. I don't have his number.
Yeah, sure.
Like, if we could do... I think that should also be our podcast logo. Like, really. Like, just the cow. Just, yay! Like, okay. It should be either a one page or three panel comic series that, like, once every couple weeks. Where I don't have to do actual work, I just ink within 5 minutes before the post and just send it to you.
Okay, well, so, yeah, so Bodhi, explain.
I think he,
I just did.
Yeah, summed it up. Yeah, he summed it up earlier too while you went to go get a drink because you're, you know.
Because I'm fat, okay?
Because you need liquid hydration.
Anyways, I guess you, as the moderator, James, will get to choose how we decide who goes first.
Bovi, since you are the guy who made this battle, tell people who we are battling against again.
Okay, so today's battle is battle between two characters who use ultimate defenses. It is Captain Bravo from Buso Rankin versus Gaara from Naruto.
Okay, but just before we go, we get a ruling. Does he still have the Shikaku?
We'll say most current, so no, but I don't even think he needs it that much.
Okay.
Okay, how?
I searched Captain Bravo's image. I'm loving the design. I hope it comes in green.
Okay, so James, moderate.
Pick a number between 1 and 27.
13.
No, it's got both of you got to pick. 7? All right, well, my number was 9. You're first.
Woo!
Whoever had 7. I don't remember who you are.
Bobby.
I'm going to...
Opening comments about Captain Bravo. Captain Bravo is a commander in the... The Alchemic Regiment. The Buso Rankin that he used, which is basically the technique or the weapon that the warriors in this division use, is known as Silver Skin. Basically, it's an ultimate defense that continually repairs itself. So it's used as a defense while he uses his overwhelming physical strength as a weapon. However, if he does need to use a weapon, which he does on occasion, then he can use a second set of Silver Skin in a weapon in basically two different ways. The one way, he basically creates a big net that continually shrinks. The other way is Silver Skin Reverse, which is where he puts a Silver Skin on his enemy that, rather than amplifying their powers, nullifies them and makes them almost unable to move. He's actually pretty versatile. He's not the strongest in long range, but he is pretty useful in mid. He's very useful in mid to close range, he's a commander for a reason. He has a lot of battle experience and a lot of won battles under his belt. Damn it, James, moderate.
What am I supposed to do? I mean.
Just tell that man to go.
Ed, speak words of wordiness.
Okay,
not
so,
too wordiness.
Okay, so Gaara of the Saiyan is a is currently the Kazekage, which is the head ninja for the village hidden in the sand. He is the former host of the One-Tailed Beast, but since that is gone, he is not. So Gaara, his ultimate defense is sand. He's able to control sand, like he has a giant gourd on his back full of sand. He can turn the gourd into sand. He can put his sand into other sand and make that sand his. And so he has two different lines of defense. He has the initial defense. He has the initial defense, which is the shield. He just creates the shield around himself with the sand. And the second one is mummification, where he covers himself in sand. It doesn't give as much protection, but it will like cushion a lot of blows that he takes. And so Gaara is useful at most ranges. He's able to use Sand Shuriken. He's also able to use his sand to like isolate enemies, like trap them. He's able to use it to blind them. He's able to use it for recon. And then on top of all his like sand techniques, he still has all his ninja techniques. So he still has like the enhanced speed. He still has all his ninjutsu and jujutsu and genjutsu stuff. And so he is good. So he is decent at any range given. And his defense, it gives him 2 levels, and it also like helps him with his technique. It also helps him with his techniques for escaping and dealing damage. I'm done.
So now's the part where you tell me to give my rebuttal.
Rebuttalize it.
Alright, so while Gaara does have a very good defense, Captain Bravo's is slightly better. The rate at which it repairs itself is better, and because it's created from Kakugane, it is far stronger than an actual sand defense. Kakugane being an element that is refined specifically for alchemy and generally only reacts to alchemy or very, very strong forces. Captain Bravo is actually quite a bit more agile than Gaara has so far shown to be in the series because he's more used to fighting up close, whereas Gaara is fairly disconnected from his battles, so he doesn't have quite as much experience being spry on his feet, whereas Captain Bravo does, so he's a lot more able to dodge. Captain Bravo's patented Bravo kick is a very, very strong kick that could pretty much destroy a mountain, so I don't think he would have too much trouble getting into Gaara's defense, and if he got hit by that, I'm pretty sure it would do enough damage to be difficult for him. Yeah, that's pretty much what I got to say for my rebuttal.
Dead rebuttal, was it?
Okay, so while Captain Bravo may be maybe faster and stuff, but Gaara is still a ninja, so he does have that extra ability of being able to do stuff like the replacement jutsu, which was shown when he was battling Rock Lee. Rock looked away for just a split second, and Gaara was able to remove himself entirely from the battle. So, and while his Bravo kick may be able to would be able to get through his shield and it could destroy mountains and stuff, Gaara is able to summon multiple mountains worth of sand to be able to protect himself. And again with his ninja stuff, he would be able to get himself out of most situations where Bravo would be able to hit him. Get him back, get the sand shuriken, and then since you said that his silver skin stuff would be able to withstand very high strength and stuff. But if Gaara was able to get him into a sand coffin, which is likely, his sand moves pretty fast, and if he gets him from behind, he would be able, if he gets to Bravo from behind, he'd be able to get him into a sand coffin. I'm guessing that he would be able to crush, Bravo within his own skin. And, yeah, I guess that's gonna do it.
Alright, I will say one thing, James, before you make your decision. Destroy a mountain, exaggeration. Huge craters in the ground, not an exaggeration.
Yes, and
if you can create craters, I imagine you'd be able to destroy a mountain.
Yes, and making, okay. Yes, and controlling mountains of sand, not an exaggeration.
Well, I can't be apparently biased because I don't approve of either series, but mostly I don't like Naruto. Because, like I said, I fell off, so I mean, I should eventually try to get back on both series and give them a shot. I don't know much about either series or either character, but, I mean, Man, this is a lot of pressure, because one person could hate me, and I would never be loved again.
We don't give a fuck around here.
Yeah, watch, I'm going to get hate mail from one of you, be like, I will find where you live.
It's as soon as you make your thing, just check your mailbox. You have 200 new messages, and they're all from one of us just saying, you'll fucking die.
I know where you live. Hi, Mom. Oh, I'm sorry, that last one went for Mom.
It's I found Delaware.
It was next to Della who?
And right underneath Della what?
Anyways, all pressure on. Stop stalling, James.
Who won?
Oh my god. I'm gonna go with Captain Underpants. Captain Bravo, honestly. Because while Gaara has, that cool ability with sand and whatnot and has that gourd on his back, I'm going with the fact that I can't remember much of Gaara and I won't remember much. Captain Bravo being able to kick mountains and make craters with just his feet alone is scarier than sand to me because, I don't really know why, but I would honestly go with Bravo.
Okay.
And I'm checking my email right now. Why'd you send me 17 emails?
I just.
Oh, wait, 18. 18 and a half.
I'm going to say this. I feel the battle, in this case, would have ended with neither character dying, but Captain Bravo would run out of stamina, in my mind. Your decision is the decision. I'm just saying what my opinion is.
Well, I don't feel like my decision is official and fair because, like I said, I don't follow either series too well. And I'm going by only what I've by hearsay.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well,
like, I feel next time if I moderate
decision,
I hope it's the characters I get.
Okay. Well, speaking of next time, James, who are you going to have as battle next?
Lupin III and Conan Edogawa, Jimmy Kudo. Unless you guys don't know Case Closed well enough.
I've never heard of either of those characters.
Okay.
And they don't have to be from the same series. Like, they just have to be, like, you have to be related, like, in some way.
Well, I was going to say one's a thief and one catches thief. Let me take a look at my manga on the shelf. Here's one. How about we got Gene Starwind and Outlaw Star. Oh, God. Did you guys not know Outlaw Star?
Nope.
Oh, fuck. Ah, okay. Spike from Cowboy Bebop.
Okay.
And Vash the Stampede.
Sorry?
Nit?
Who's Vash Stampede?
Oh, for God's sake! Okay. Pikachu. Agumon. No. I sure if you say, who's that?
Who's Pikachu?
Is he a dinosaur?
Is Pikachu a Metabot?
I hate you all. I mean, the most I can go with is the gunman. Yeah, I will. I guess since neither of you guys know Vash the Stampede from Trigun.
I have never watched Trigun.
Okay, how about this? Big O versus Wing Zero from Gundam. Please. I just, like, this part of the podcast, I sound so smart up until this point.
No, you sound like you watch a lot more series than us.
Yeah.
It's not you who sounds dumb. Especially me. I do not watch a lot of series.
No, I mean smarter than I would sound on the comic podcast, because that, I'm a fish out of water. Cause...
Oh, okay. Well, so am I. Everyone is. Everyone but Deadman.
Yeah, Deadman's a nerd.
Yeah.
Nerd!
Yeah. I read at least 100 comics a week.
Nerd.
Nerd!
I wear that label with pride.
Dork. It's like, okay, that was too much.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, dude, like, back off.
Whoa, man, that's a mouthful of racism.
It's like, come on, that's crossing the line, man. Only we can use that word.
I don't know, if you wouldn't mind, I have one in mind. I know it's not my turn to pick.
No, go ahead, because this will probably help me, so everybody might know that the character for once, because
This is going to be a battle of the maniacal laughs.
Oh.
Not specifically maniacal laughs.
Like that.
No, Lelouch Vibritania versus Yagami Light.
They're the same actors, aren't they?
Maybe in the dubs.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're the same voice actors.
Is it Brad Swale? Is it Brad Swale for both of them?
Yep.
Okay, that doesn't surprise me, but anyways, yeah.
Fun fact, I'm sorry.
It's a battle of the characters, but I'm basing it on the maniacal laugh. Lelouch Vibritania versus Yagami Light. I guess, Deadman, you're still moderating next week, though, right?
Yep, I'm moderating next episode.
All right, so since I'm choosing when it's supposed to be your turn, why don't you pick which character you want to represent?
I'm moderating.
I'm talking to James. James?
James is going to be back?
No, Pudge will be. Fuck Pudge. I'll talk to him later and I'll pick my character.
Next Thursday. Next Thursday. Next
Thursday. It's like three Thursdays from now.
Yes.
Oh, so we're not going to do on the week of the 25th. Okay.
Well, yeah.
The 5th. I don't have my work schedule, so I can't guarantee.
Yeah, and the 5th. I think Pudge is still in. I think Pudge is still in Ottawa, like Metcalf, which doesn't have good internet.
I think I'll go with Light, honestly. If I'm present for it, I'll pick Light.
If you're present for it, you'll take Light? Okay.
Yeah, because that's the character I'm familiar with, because I read the manga, I watched part of the anime. Okay. I still find the voice acting, like, the connection's funny. Little fun fact, Brad Swale, did I pronounce his last name right?
Are you going to talk about the fact that he's a total pedophile?
No, I'm...
Seriously,
what?
He likes to be surrounded by 12-year-old girls at conventions.
Well, who doesn't, really?
Yeah, I was going to say, I do. Ed's done it, probably.
I haven't been to conventions.
I've been to Otakon and Comic-Con.
I haven't been to conventions, but I still surround myself with 12-year-old girls.
I'm sorry, in my mind,
prom
that's...
was great.
You went to prom with 12-year-old girls? I'm just standing there in my basement right now.
Help me!
Oh! Anyway,
shut up, bitch.
I wanted to say a little fun fact about him.
Hmm?
Okay. I looked him up on IMDb. He was obviously the voice of Light Yagami. He is also Lan in Mega Man Anti-Warrior and Maxwell in Hamtaro. So
Hamtaro, fuck.
Yeah, no, I died laughing when I thought about it because I'm like, wait, oh my god, Hamtaro.com's still up. Don't ask why, I just typed that. But in all seriousness, like, it surprised me because it's like, wait, that guy and that guy? Oh my god, Maxwell likes book. Light Yagami gets a Death Note. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
But one thing you should watch for those characters is the English and Japanese versions of their laughs.
Yeah, because that is going to be factored into the decision making.
Oh yeah, it's a part of it.
Yeah, like when we did our battle between Armstrong and what the fuck was his name?
Brand.
We did our battle between Armstrong and Grand. I factored in their mustache quality in my final decision.
I feel like I need to prepare well for this, but...
You don't, dude. Like the way I prepare for this...
No, I mean decently, because I want to kind of do better than I used to.
Dude, the way I prepared for this, I looked over the Gaara... I could look over the Gaara Wikipedia page for, like, 2 minutes before we started recording.
I've just watched Busodenken enough that it's in my head.
Case closed, I can honestly probably answer almost everything.
Yeah, but you're going with Death Note, so shut the fuck up and deal with it.
Oh, and I've watched Death Note a lot, too, except I don't watch the second season much.
Yeah,
I had a second season? Because it was just a 25 episode.
There's a second season?
I thought it was...
Yeah,
like,
it's got Mellow in here.
Oh, that was the second season.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was... Oh, that's what you meant by second season. Oh, well, I was thinking, it was one run. It was just 26 episodes, and then, 13 episodes, I guess, would have been the first few books.
Yeah.
It was more than 26 episodes.
No,
it's
you,
rare for an anime to get that nowadays.
No, you know what really fucking sucked? The fucking chapter zero for Death Note, for the Death Note manga.
Nah, wasn't it like the pilot before they really worked on it?
It just fucking sucked. It was like, all right, so like some kid, like some Ryuk, he drops his Death Note again.
This is an alternate universe. This is, it breaks the fourth wall because they're in a universe where the Death Note anime and manga exist.
No, this isn't that. I don't think this is that.
This is that. Trust me.
The kid. I don't remember them having the Death Note thing.
Gets picked up by a kid.
He gets picked up by a kid that he writes it out that he uses the Death Eraser.
Yep, that's the same one.
It brings it back to life, and then it goes back to Ryuk, and he's like, "No, where'd I put my other Death Note?" And I thought that was the one that got picked up by Light.
No, that gets picked up by another kid.
Fucking hell! They made more of it.
It's just the one chapter, but you didn't read the whole thing. And there is mention of the Death Note series in that chapter.
I read it like a year ago, so I don't remember it.
Okay.
Yeah, because
it has a happy ending.
Well, yeah.
Happy ending.
I just remember it being a pilot thing.
Dude got shot.
Like, oh, this kid picked it up.
Okay, so since we're done, we're done. Bovi emerges victorious. Be sure to tune in for the next episode when they battle Leluch Britannia something versus Light Yagami. Code Geass Code Geass versus Death Note.
It sounds like a thrilling, thrilling battle.
Yeah, so, and I guess it's going to do it for this week's edition of the Death Door Prods Anime Podcast. So, as always, you can follow us on Twitter, at Deadman. You can follow the site at Death Door Prods, at Deadman _ DD Prods, at Boviwan. James, you set up a Twitter yet?
I'm going to do that, actually, right now. ALC James Twitter.
Or... Or you should really make it at Clown Troubles. No, Cow Troubles. Cow Trouble.
At Cow Trouble.
Cow Trouble. Well, I'll actually work on that sometime this weekend, maybe.
Cool.
Like, I'll do a few test strips and we can post them.
Yeah, sure, I'll give a fuck, dude.
Like, I think that should be the first, like, collaborative project we launch.
I love this cow. It looks awesome.
Dad, send me a few ideas. Like, I'll do, like, the cow just sitting at the apartment, and then suddenly there's cheese logs everywhere, and he's just like, I like balloons.
Yeah, I'll try to come up with some stupid bullshit.
Yeah, no, because this isn't going to be a serious comic. It's not like I'm going to expect to make a movie out of it starring Brad Pitt.
Yes. Brad Pitt as the cow. Cow Trouble. It's like Cow Trouble.
George Clooney as Professor George Clooney, PhD.
With George Clooney as Professor Layton.
Gentlemen.
As Professor Creighton. Because we don't want to get sued.
I think I'd actually like to get sued like that.
Okay, so we're all on Twitter. And you can check out James's DeviantArt page. You can check out James's DeviantArt page. There's going to be a link in the description.
Yeah, I'll start working on some. There's going to be some stuff on there in the future. I promise.
Mm-hmm. So we're also we're on Facebook. We're on Google Plus. We're on iTunes. I have updated the RSS feed, so now they'll actually start posting stuff to iTunes, because ever since we integrated BuddyPress into the site, it changed the links for all the feeds. So we had to update those, but I updated those. Everything's going up on iTunes now. Audibletrial.com/deathstoreprods. Get free 2 weeks and a free audiobook. Go to Busted Tees, click the link below, get free search, save 60%. Donate to the Rocket Hub, because please. Please, we need this.
We're adding better t-shirts to the draw now. You know, you can have a Skittles sack t-shirt.
Yes.
Because that's what I want my first merchandise to be.
Yes, you can have a candy sack. You can have a candy sack t-shirt. Check out the store, ddprods.spreadshirt.com. Probably post a link for that down there. And, yeah. So.
Tell your family that that's what you want for Christmas next year.
Yes, tell your family, tell your friends, tell your dog. We don't give a fuck.
Tell your neighbor that's down the street that stares at you while you walk.
Yes, go down there, say, buy Death's Door spread shirts, then punch him in the face and take his mailbox. Then wear his mailbox as a shirt. Do it.
That's actually a good shirt. Mailbox shirt.
Yes.
Look at this, we're making so many tonight.
Yes, if you do that and film it, we will send you a free t-shirt.
And I will sign the shirt with the cow, which we'll probably post his design sometime soon.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be his final design. We'll work on a name later. Or submit your own names. We'll do that too.
I like the... I'm just thinking. I like the name Vince.
I'll make a note.
Or Bo.
Vince Bo. How about that?
Bo Vince. Yeah, Bo Vince.
Capital B, little O, capital V, Ince.
Yes, because just take out one letter and you got bovine.
I didn't even think about that. Holy crap.
So Bo Vince McPherson.
McPherson?
Yes. Oh, no.
Oh.
No, Bo Vince McClagan.
McClagan?
Yes, McClagan.
McClagan.
Yes, McClagan. I really like that name. McClagan. I'll send you how to spell it later.
Anyways, let's finish up the podcast and then talk shop.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Well, I gotta go on anyways. Yes.
So be sure to join us tomorrow when myself, Bovi, and Shaq will be talking some movies. And start your countdown. Sequel week begins on Monday.
And then next year we are getting ready for that thing.
Yes.
With the anime.
Yes. With
maybe
with
if
the
I
pe-
feel
yes.
like it.
Yes. With the people and the faces and alive and alive and.
Sounds like a great night.
So, until next time, I'm Dan.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yes, sir. Bye.
I'm Obi-Wan.
And I love all of you very much. Why don't you call me more?
It's like, why don't you call your mother?
Call me sometime.
We'll see you guys next time.